Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
Preparing to hang Saddam.
Military is on high alert right now.
A Rocky Mountain whammy.
This snowstorm is stuck about half a foot on the Denver area.
Good news on the home front.
Domestic violence is down in America.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The life of Saddam Hussein may be down to just hours now. The former dictator is expected to be handed over to the Iraqis soon. A pro-Saddam website quotes sources who say he will be hanged on Sunday. There's been no independent confirmation. Muwafaq al-Rubai is Iraq's national security advisor.
I think the sooner the better.
CBS's Randall Pinkston is in Baghdad.
Iraqi officials say the entire process from the moment Saddam is removed from his cell where he's in U.S. custody to the point where he's delivered for execution will be videotaped. The hanging will also be videotaped. There will be witnesses consisting of Iraqis, representatives of the coalition, and some people from the international community.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Saddam Hussein may not yet be in Iraqi custody, but the Bush administration says his ultimate fate is in the hands of his countrymen. London-based Arab newspaper editor Abdul Bari Atwan believes the execution will further radicalize Saddam's followers.
People will be shocked and dismayed by this execution. There will be repercussions inside Iraq first and outside Iraq.
An administration official acknowledges the execution could trigger more violence, but he insists most Iraqis want to end the country's Saddam Hussein chapter. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
With the prospect of unrest in the aftermath of the execution has U.S. forces on high alert, but U.S. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon says a violent upheaval could overwhelm American troops.
If this death occurs and if the execution occurs and there's this surge of violence in the streets of Baghdad, we don't have enough troops on the ground there today in order to solve that problem in the next, let's say, 24 to 48 hours.
And the total of Americans keeps climbing in Iraq. The military says 8 more troops have been killed. Well, just when they thought it was safe to go outside again,
it's all ice underneath. With 2 inches of snow on top.
For the second time in a week, Colorado's been walloped by a big snowstorm.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. A snowplow clears the latest layer of snow from a slippery road where a few cars and trucks move quite slowly. Most people are staying home with the state disaster emergency declared and many businesses closed. At Denver International Airport, runways are open, but few flights are landing or departing. Before the storm hit, airlines helped passengers rebook flights to avoid getting stranded.
10 inches of snow fell in Denver last night, 28 inches in Evergreen. Several major highways in the state are closed, and winter storm warnings are up for parts of Colorado and also sections of 5 surrounding states. The country is preparing its farewell to the late President Gerald Ford. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Palm Desert, California.
The long goodbye begins today here at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church. Mr. Ford's flag-draped casket will be driven here. Then a private family prayer service will take place. Mr. Ford will be given full honors. Yesterday, a Marine band rehearsed Hail to the Chief. Military honor guards also rehearsed their formations and carefully practiced how to carry a casket into the church. This bystander was moved.
This is really something to see, even though it's the dress rehearsal.
After the prayer service today, the church will be opened and members of the public will be able to walk past the casket and pay their respects. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Palm Desert, California.
The district attorney who's pressed the Duke LaCrosse rape case has come in for sharp criticism from some quarters. Now, CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula reports, Mike Nifong has more trouble.
The embattled prosecutor faces possible sanctions from the North Carolina State Bar for alleged wrongdoing involving misleading and inflammatory statements about the Duke LaCrosse rape case.
Anywhere from a warning, a reprimand, or censure up through disbarment.
North Carolina Central University law professor Irving Joyner says the alleged ethics violations could also force Nifong off the case. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, serious charges have been handed up by a grand jury against 7 New Orleans police officers in connection with an incident on a bridge in the lawless aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
The indictments include first-degree murder charges against the police officers, who the district attorney says shot New Orleans citizens down like they were rabid dogs. The cop's attorney says that's not true and plans a vigorous defense.
Reporter Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL in the Big Easy. It's 5 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A lull in the storm this morning. Don't be fooled. More snow is on the way this afternoon. An additional foot in the metro area is expected to roll in. Let's talk about closures and delays here this morning. U.S. Department of Commerce and Boulder Labs closed today. Arapahoe County Government and Courts closed. Aurora Mental Health closed. Buckley Air Force Base, the 460, SW, and PA closed. Essential personnel only. City of Lakewood closed. City of North Glen closed. City of Thornton, essential personnel only. That is the case as well for North Glen. City of Wheat Ridge offices closed. That includes the rec centers. Denver District Courts closed. Denver Federal Executive Board closed. The DFAS, Defense Finance, and Accounting Service closed today. Douglas County Combined Court closed. Elbert County Courts in Kiowa closed. Jefferson Center for Mental Health is closed today. Jefferson County Government offices closed. Meals on Wheels in Boulder closed today. National Center for Atmospheric Research closed. Also, National Archives and Records Administration is closed today. The 17th Judicial Courts all closed today. 20th Judicial Courts of Colorado closed today. VA Health Administration Center is closed today. And the VOA Meals on Wheels closed today and also closed on Saturday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. By Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, a very hazardous ride indeed. Travel discouraged, so please stay in the warmth of your home if possible. If you must head out, it's going to be a slow go, more of the same, snowpack, ice, very rough ride just about wherever you are. Side streets, residential areas, very hard hit. CDOT working to keep up with conditions on the freeways. The only closures right now in effect are 120th Avenue between McCaslin and Foothills Parkway in Broomfield, the Loveland Pass, and Highway 6 from Colfax to Highway 58. So please, slow it down, take your time. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, winter storm warning, periods of snow with 4 to 8 inches of additional snow expected today, high of 25. Right now, light snow, 21. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Nissan National Year End Sales Event. From tires to vehicle diagnostics, Nissan resolves to give you outstanding service during Nissan's National Year End Sales Event. The tools, the technology, the technicians, genuine Nissan service and parts.
A year to remember.
We are so close, and there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. We have to turn this country around.
A year to celebrate.
We have taken over the House of Representatives.
Democrats in control of the House of Representatives.
It's gratifying to see us doing so well.
We'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
Congratulations, everybody.
This place is going absolutely erupting in craziness.
Thank you for sharing 2006 with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. In Palm Desert, California, near the home where President Gerald Ford lived in retirement, there will be a prayer service and a public viewing of his body today, beginning 5 days of ceremonies there and in Washington, D.C., and in Grand Rapids, Michigan. More on how these 5 days will reflect the man himself after this for Smart Balance. It's interesting that the restaurant industry is now trying to eliminate damaging trans fats in their foods. Smart Balance was the first and the only spread to avoid both hydrogenation and trans fat many years ago. And Smart Balance is still the only brand to avoid trans fat entirely through natural means. So use Smart Balance Buttery Spread for cooking, baking, and as a table spread. And when you hear about trans fatty acids, feel confident in the fact that you're already on the right and the best track with delicious Smart Balance Buttery Spread. It's smart, and so are you.
Have you heard the news? Walgreens and AARP have teamed up, and we're celebrating with great new programs and services for everyone 50 and over. Not an AARP member? Then come to Walgreens today and get a free one-year membership. That's right. Start taking advantage now of everything AARP has to offer. Community programs, new ways to save, and educational materials, including their Medicines Made Easy guide. They're available now at your local Walgreens. Restrictions may apply, so come to Walgreens today and help us celebrate.
President Bush has declared next Tuesday a national day of mourning for Gerald Ford. Just as Gerald Ford, when he was president, had removed much of the regal pomp that went with certain White House ceremony, his family has requested that in the funeral procession in Washington, after a Capitol Rotunda service and lying in repose only briefly outside both houses of Congress where he had served for so long, Ford's body will be carried in a regular hearse, no caisson drawn by six horses of the same color, no riderless horse with boots reversed in the stirrups of an empty saddle. No flyover of 21 fighter planes. None of that. In characteristic humility, Mr. Ford felt such things might have been appropriate for certain other presidents, but not for him. He had to be persuaded about some parts of the public ceremonials that will honor him and his service to the country over the next 5 days, says Reverend Robert Certain of St. Margaret's Episcopal Church.
The folks that handle protocol for the country worked with him to help him understand that the service was for the nation as well as for his family, and he agreed reluctantly to certain elements.
In the United States, the people rule, Gerald Ford said, and so he went along. That reflects the sort of man he was, says historian Douglas Brinkley.
I think this funeral is being planned just as Jerry Ford anticipated it and planned it himself, which is keep things low-keyed. Don't overdo my greatness. I was just an average American who worked real hard and tried to do the things that were right for my country.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Introducing Splenda, flavor blends for coffee and French vanilla, mocha, and hazelnut. They add delicious flavor that takes you someplace else.
Mmm. I'm ready for takeoff. Ah, smell that luscious vanilla air. Wow, I'm good. I could do this on one ski. I am on one ski. Shimmering vanilla moguls beckon. I see gold medals in...
Miss, please, sit down. The captain has turned on the seatbelt sign.
Oh, sure. Right.
New Splenda, flavor blends for coffee. Visit them at vanillaflavorblends.com. Find them in the coffee aisle.
The Osgood File, December 29th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You'll be wrong.
Well, Jay is not here today. It's Darren McKee. Nice to be back here in the Jay chair. Haven't been here in a little bit. They said, listen, we're going to pick out one of the worst days of the year, and could you make it in? I said, sure. By the way, I just snacked on a delicious the pastry product. And with that, note, Jay is having gastric bypass surgery today. That was delicious. I'm going to get another one of those suckers. And it was covered with cream and sugar and just... We wish Jay the best, obviously. The phone number is 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, I'm Darren McKee. Okay, how you doing? You all right? Where are you driving? What's it all about to you today? 303-713-7600. We'll talk about everything going on in the news. Get you updated with Jerry Ford crawling up from the grave to strangle President Bush. That was a lot of fun yesterday. But we want to talk to you. Yes, I'm here in Denver, right here, Colorado. In the heart of it, came from my little domicile at Buckley and Smoky Hill. Thank you, Mr. Turk. John Turk made it in. John Turk, get back on over there. He first cup of coffee. John Turk, who lives in the ranch, Highlands Ranch, wasn't brave enough to actually commute from work, abandon his family and three small children. Said, honey, you shovel the walk. I'm staying at the, can I say the hotel name? I mean, the Wyndham, is that okay?
Yeah, it's a real nice hotel. They're putting us up.
I think you could have made it in, John.
I think so now, too. I was a little worried, though, 2 o'clock yesterday. I guess I'm a sissy, but...
I'm not...
No, about 2, 3 o'clock yesterday,
that.
I was like, I'm going in. I don't want to brave it tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock in the morning like you did.
Trust me. Listen, you get stuck with the wife and the kids. And you just aren't used to hanging around with each other that much inside. I mean, I get it. There's only so many games of Uno you can play or whatever the particular game of the family choice is.
Cribbage.
Cribbage. How many games of cribbage can you possibly play?
I played a lot of cribbage last week.
You know, my wife... Well, let's get to some of the news first before we... Join up these funny and interesting personal stories of the blizzard. I do want to know where you are, what's going on, how you're doing with stuff. 303-713-7600. You know, from national reports, you'd think this is the worst place on earth. And I don't know if it is. John, the drive in from Highlands Ranch, I don't know how bad it would have been for you. But I came down 225 from Smoky Hill Road to Parker to 225 and then over here to the Taj Mahal of Broadcasting. And it was slick, but the crews have done a pretty good job, I think, so far. And then we're hearing this morning on the national news, Denver's had 10 inches of snow. And I was like, didn't we really get 10 inches of snow? Because it didn't feel like that. Then we're seeing, I'm watching Channel 9, and they're saying, Boulder, did you get 2 feet of snow in Boulder overnight? So we're curious about your conditions, and the best way for us to tell everybody about it is just to give us a call at 303-713-7600. And hats off to all the drivers out there, especially the truck drivers, and we'd love to hear from you too, because you guys are the ones that deliver the goods, get stuff where it needs to be. You really come through like heroes at this time. So we want to hear from you. If you are out there, I'm curious why you'd be out there. But there were a few cars. Somebody almost plowed into me at Buckley and Smoky Hill. Thanks for that. Is there a rush? Calm down. 4 o'clock in the morning, Turk. And this guy just came in with 3 inches of slamming into my bumper. Now, of course, if you're like me and you have a very unenvironmentally friendly, gas-guzzling piece of crap SUV, you were getting around. But when a Toyota Corolla almost takes you out at 4 o'clock in the morning, you do wonder what's going on. The big news that we're just getting here is that the Greyhound bus station has 250 people there. The Greyhound buses are not going to be running until Sunday. Sunday. So that has turned into a bit of a shelter. I'm reading this what we have here from the American Red Cross. Housed an overnight shelter of 127 people, with the bulk of those at the Auraria campus. People up at Silverthorne, one person in Douglas County. Okay, good. Well, that seems okay. 250 people at the Greyhound bus station. That stinks. Let's go to Lee Frank right now, who's en route to the bus station. Lee, what's going on?
Well, I'm on the way to the bus station right now, but this morning, the past couple hours, out in a big 4x4, I've driven from southeast Denver all the way to northwest Denver, have been on some of the highways. Right now, I'm on I-70 near the Mousetrap, and most of the highways in pretty good shape,
snow-packed
and kind of icy in spots. Side streets, they're a little tricky. Getting out of the neighborhood's going to be tough. But if you really do need to go somewhere this morning, and need would certainly be the factor, you can get there. It's not impossible to get around.
Right.
But the more cars we get out here, the bigger mess we're going to have. Snowplows have done a good job of getting the main routes well taken care of. Side streets, well, they're getting to them as they can. But if you're trying to get to one of the hospitals or to one of the major areas where there's a lot of businesses, you'll be able to get there. Colfax and Colorado Boulevard is an intersection where all the main streets through there are well taken care of. Hamden and I-25, I saw it in pretty good shape in that area. Up in the Highlands area, I was up at 32nd and Lowell, and 32nd and Lowell were pretty well taken care of, and coffee shops on both sides of the street were open. Not a whole lot of customers, but, you know, in one of the walking neighborhoods of Denver, people are going to be getting out and about today, and it's going to be an okay day to walk around in between waves of this storm. And as we know, this storm, right now we're seeing a bit of a lull. We've got more on the way, so it's going to be another one of those, go ahead, hit me again.
Well, won't it be interesting to see if the decision to plow in the neighborhoods in the city of Denver will be a little bit different than the major roads? I know Mayor Hickenlooper, who we'll have on at 7:45, was talking about that yesterday, a bit of a different approach. And, you know, Lee, as I remember, last week the whole thing started in the middle of the afternoon, where we've had so much advance notice on this. Are you seeing as much carnage on the side of the road as you did last week, or anything like that?
No, you don't have anywhere near the number of cars left stranded on the highways, and you don't have the same situation where people got stranded and kind of caught off guard. Everybody
right.
knew this one was coming, although, you know, the last one, there was certainly plenty of warning
there. True, yep.
The forecasters all agreed that we were going to get hit hard, and we did. I'm not seeing the problems on the highways. The side streets, you think about how many thousand miles of side streets we have in Denver, and being a city that has so many great neighborhoods. Driving a big 4x4, I have to tell you, there's some places that if I had a snowplow in the front of this thing, I would have taken out a car on the left and then gotten one on the right. you can't get a snowplow every place, even on some of these smaller pickup trucks. You will see a lot of the subcontractors out doing this on the parking lots in the business areas. And, you know, a lot of guys who do landscape work during the summer have that snowplow on the truck in the wintertime, and they're doing the best they can to help the businesses get open. But it's going to be a good day to stay home.
For sure. I am curious about the Greyhound bus situation, and I know you're headed down there. So we'll hear from you after you get there and can assess the situation for us and let us know why they've decided to suspend operations until Sunday, I guess, and what's happening to these
people. That was announced a day ago. I heard that yesterday, that they were going to shut down the bus station.
Okay.
And, you know, if you've ever tried to drive a bus, it's not exactly a vehicle that was made for driving in this kind of weather. And with stretches of the highway closed, I can understand Greyhound's decision. Now we'll see how the Red Cross does take care of the poor people who are waiting at the bus station and need someplace to stay warm.
All right, thanks for the call, Lee. We'll talk to you in a little bit. It's 620. I'm Darren McKee. In for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our lines are wide open at 303-713-7600. Where are you? What's your situation? What should we know out there as you travel out and about? And we'll keep you informed with all the news of the day as well. Gerald Ford reaching from the grave to put his bony fingers around George Bush's throat and... Somebody is protesting down in Crawford. Who could it be?
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
1661 28th Street in Boulder. Music and Arts Center wants to give your school the gift of music. Visit musicarts.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, 1507, and you can win a variety of Liberty instruments for your school. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Continental U.S. residents 10 to 14 years old and band members only.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Let's storm out. This is the Don Kevin Cronin live version of it. Not live.
I don't know who this Joker was.
Saw Aria this summer at Fiddler's. Or do you call it Fiddler's? No. Coors, whatever it's called. They were awesome, dude. You know, this song is about Colorado. This is where it starts rocking. So turn it on. You're in your car. Turn it on. Let's go.
Not missing a thing.
Dude, you gotta get the live version. This version blows. Blows, Turk. Turn it off. I don't know. The live version. Can you just get something right? 303-713-7600. Hey, it's Darren McKee in for J. Marvin. He's having gastric bypass surgery. He's supposed to have it today. I don't know. I hope. I hope it goes okay for him. Hospitals are open, of course. We have to get the newspaper delivered, and for that we go to Chris in Denver. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
It's cold out here.
Dang, where are you, girl?
I'm on Eudora and Hill Parkway.
Yeah? What paper are you delivering?
Both.
Both. Is that how it goes? I mean, I don't know. School
yeah, we deliver both papers every day.
Both papers. So they have the same. They've consolidated that form of their operation.
Well, during the week, they're you still have the Post or the news.
Do some people get both the Post and the Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think to yourself? What's wrong with these people? I mean, can't you make a choice?
So they tell us that if we do not deliver these papers, we don't have a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? That's quite a work environment you have there, Chris.
Well, when you're only paid, about 12 cents a paper.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And most of these people.
So that's why I got my paper last week.
Yeah.
Your livelihood was. Seriously, did they tell you that? You'll lose your job if you can't work today?
Some people have been fired for not showing up.
Well, okay, how are the, you're all driving around in neighborhoods then. How are the neighborhoods?
The streets were bad. In fact, the other day, I called the mayor's office and invited him to ride along on my route with me because he was bragging about how well the side streets were cleared off.
What kind of car do you have? Would he fit comfortably in there with all the papers?
Yeah.
He could? Would he have to sit on some papers?
Well, during the week, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm walking in snow up to my knees right now.
So wait, you don't just huck them from your car? You're actually taking them up to the house?
I get out of my car 40 times to deliver multiple papers because so many of the people want them on their porches.
Oh, yeah, those people drive me nuts. Just throw them on there, whatever. Get them close enough.
I'm 56 years old.
Chris, what are you? You're crazy. You're crazy, Chris.
Well, I'm disabled, and I babysit my grandson almost every day so my daughter can go to school and get a better job.
Okay.
And
well, right on for you.
This was the only job I could find that, where I could babysit him and let her go to school.
How you doing? Are you on time? Are you late?
The papers didn't even show up at the warehouse till after 4 o'clock today.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They're not going to be on time today.
Yeah, but nobody's going anywhere today anyways. You know what I mean? Most people will be shocked that the paper even came.
Well, if it gets as bad as what they say it's going to get, tonight, tomorrow.
Yes.
Last Thursday, we were not able to go coming to
they
work.
Didn't, they didn't threaten you with your livelihood last Thursday?
Not last Thursday, but we had to deliver Thursday and Friday paper Friday.
You delivered the Thursday paper on Friday?
Yep. So if we don't make it out tomorrow,
let me look at this old news before I get to the new news. Let me catch up on this old stuff first. Ooh, boy. All right, let me see what's going on now. Oh, my.
If we don't get out Saturday, we're going to have to deliver Saturday and Sunday papers both.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, you hang in there, and thanks for the update. We appreciate your hard work, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Just tell people that if they call in a complaint, it costs us $42.
Who would ever complain about a newspaper?
We get complaints all the time about papers being late. Our truck might be late or something like that. And if the paper's not there by 5:30.
Oh, my goodness.
They call in a complaint, and we end up costing us $42.
You're kidding?
No. We lose our bonus.
It just becomes a complaint?
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Well, nobody.
And we lose, and we lose, and they charge us $2 to $6 per paper.
Well, hey, it's a good day to recognize the delivery people. And that's definitely who I wanted to focus on talking to, or the people out there that really. And it sounds like you have to work because you don't have any choice. Keep it going, Chris. Yikes. $42. You don't get a complaint. Imagine if they charge us $42 every time there's a complaint around here?
We'd be in the red.
Gee, that would be fun. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 for a check of Progressive Traffic. We talked to Gina Michaels. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Darren.
What's happening?
I'm hanging in there. I made it.
It wasn't. Where'd you come from, Gina?
The Centennial area.
Me too.
I had to get a ride. I did not drive it in.
What part? Centennial's the weirdest town ever, and I live in Centennial. What part of Centennial do you live in?
Dry Creek, I-25 area.
Oh, well, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Sure.
Yeah, I was on 225, not so bad. I wasn't on any side roads. I was on Smoky Hill, and again, it was fine. I assume 25. Are there any closures anywhere?
There are. We actually have nothing major, though, not like last week's storm. We do have the Loveland Pass, of course, up in the high country shut down, Highway 6 and Golden between Colfax and Highway 58. And we have one side street closure, 120th between McCaslin and Foothills Parkway. That's for folks in Broomfield. But so far, it's not really been a bad ride as far as wrecks and problems are concerned.
Yeah.
We definitely have a few more folks venturing out. So obviously, as we get more traffic on the roads, then that could really change. We're still dealing with a lot of heavy snowpack on and off the highway, obviously, chain laws for Metro Denver for commercial vehicles, and still pretty treacherous.
70 and 25, though, so far so good. I mean,
yeah, we've got a few more folks venturing out onto I-70 and I-25. I mean, they're passable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would do it if I wasn't in a four-wheel, but that's just my, you know, that's just me. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot more folks heading out on those interstates. Both those interstates are open.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the update, Gina. I'm not sure how you sign things off here.
Well,
you tell me.
I'll tell you about the weather.
Go ahead.
We've got a winter storm warning, of course, in effect through today. Periods of snow of four.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Black Dahlia, Jackass Number 2, The Descent, and Factotum. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Federal.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, the weather out.
outside is frightful.
Come on now.
But the fire is so delightful.
Indeed.
Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Sarah McKee in for Jay Marvin. News Radio 850 KOA. News Radio, what am I talking? AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sorry, my first, I'm terrible, sorry.
When we finally
with me.
Kiss. Good night.
All right, 303-713-7600. It's a buzz around here. And if you need the latest in any information, we have it for you. We've had snow totals that, you know, I wasn't sure if they were right or not, but we're hearing that it's upwards of around 10 inches in Denver and a couple feet in Boulder. So the best way for us to confirm that, of course, is to hear from you. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. For any cancellations or delays, a great way to get that information is just to go to am760.net, am760.net, and Jay is having gastric bypass surgery. So good luck to Jay. We wish him the best. We're hearing that there's a blizzard warning all the way through Sunday in northeastern part of Colorado. And this is going to be an odd storm because it's just sort of hanging around and it's going to start and stop. Whereas last one was more or less full on for just such a blast, just a crazy thing. We heard from Chris, the newspaper delivery person, who said that her job was being threatened if she didn't get out there, although they gave him a break on Thursday and they dropped off papers on Friday, the Thursday and the Friday paper. I'm not exactly sure why they do that. Maybe there's a advertising sort of reason. But if you have a business that is open or you're concerned about why you're out there in the first place, we'd love to hear from you as well. 303-713-7600. Meanwhile, we're keeping tabs on everything going on in the news today, and that focuses on Gerald Ford. I don't know if Gerald Ford was considered by most Republicans just as a crazy old man who was a loser because he lost to Jimmy Carter and only served 2 years. But boy, it's been interesting seeing the pictures of Gerald Ford with Rumsfeld and Cheney back in their groovy disco days. The wide lapels and the broad ties. And there's something that's been kind of creepy about seeing Ford with Rumsfeld's and Cheney, and now seeing, well, you know, got rid of Rummy, didn't we? But seeing Cheney there right beside President Bush. Ford did not have good things to say. Ford was a moderate, obviously. Who did have good things to say about what George Bush has done? Where are those people? And then I see Bill Bennett on CNN, and he doesn't know what to think because it's been a couple days, or at least a full day, of praising Jerry Ford. And now, of course, he comes and surprises everybody with his interview from interview from the grave. If you haven't heard it, here's what Jerry Ford told Bob Woodward a couple years ago and promised. He made Woodward promise that he wouldn't reveal the interview until after his death. So here's what Ford had to say. He's, you know, he's of course right. It's interesting to hear why would he make those comments? He was probably 90, 91 at the time. What was going on where he was so? It just shows you. It doesn't, you know, it's obvious probably the motivation is that as a former president and leader, it probably kills these guys to sit there and bite their tongues about stuff that, you know, is blatantly wrong. Wrong to do, wrong action, wrong everything. Embarrassing for the Republicans to no end. And then we're seeing the pictures of Cheney then, who was his chief aide, chief of staff, and now as the vice president. And he, you can almost tell, it's almost as if, as chief of staff, perhaps there was a relationship where, I don't know, if there wasn't the right respect for each other, or it seemed that Cheney and Rummy back then were the young bucks. And that Ford was the old man, and they wanted to really be running things. And they would do things differently if they really were running the show, and, you know, this is what you get. It's almost as if Ford is saying, listen, I only trusted these guys a certain amount. And look what happened when they got a hold of things. It makes Bush just look even more juvenile. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Here is Jerry Ford with Bob Woodward on Bush's decision on Iraq. Here's what he had to say.
I don't think if I had been president, on the basis of the facts as I saw them publicly, I don't think I would have ordered the Iraqi war. I would have maximized our efforts through sanctions, through restrictions, whatever, to find another answer.
He's reaching out from the grave here. He's saying that we didn't do enough. We didn't use all of our political options. We didn't use the diplomacy. We didn't use all, because we were in this panic about weapons of mass destruction. Another cut here. He's Jerry Ford talking to Bob Woodward about Cheney and Rumsfeld.
I think Rumsfeld, Cheney, and the president made a big mistake in justifying going into the war in Iraq. They put the emphasis on weapons of mass destruction.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing for the president. Of course, no comment in Crawford. It was tie optional in Crawford yesterday, as everybody except Condi, who's got a nice little suit herself. But it was tie optional. A suit jacket and blue shirt, maybe an undershirt, maybe not. Perhaps. Depends how old school you go with that undershirt under the blue dress shirt. Top button, unbuttoned, no tie, because we're sort of working. And they step out there, and there's Gates, and he doesn't, you know, he's do I wear the tie? Do I not? What do I? No tie? I don't wear a tie. But I got a tie. No tie. We're not wearing ties. Okay, let's go. And he, you know, of course, he's already said that we're losing. So he's not real popular back in the, behind the outhouse or wherever they came from to all march up there to the cameras and the microphones. They come up, and we're all waiting with bated breath, Mr. President. We're all waiting with bated breath to see exactly what it's going to be in terms of, well, the new strategy. Jerry Ford. So here's the people that say we should use more diplomacy and we went the wrong way with our actions now. Okay? Are you watching these people? Now we got Jerry Ford. Way to go out, Jerry. That makes things a bit awkward in terms of, do you think he thought that Woodward release it like the day after he died? Do you think he would like wait a week? Woodward's amazing, I tell you. So you got Jerry Ford, who says, well, this is a tremendous mistake, the way it went into. You have Baker, remember him? The Iraq study group? Yeah, he's a Republican too. You remember him? And again, if you've read the Iraq study group report, and I know you probably haven't, I plowed through the 100 pages of whatever it is, and the biggest thing they call for, the biggest thing they call for is some form of diplomacy to get things together. It's the Iraq Study Group report, of course, doesn't do what Gerry Ford did. Gerry Ford now goes back a little bit and says, well, you blew it in the first place. The Iraq Study Group report doesn't do that, but it's another established Republican leader saying, you've got to start a different course in terms of diplomacy. And sending them more troops, I mean, it's just so preposterous and will never work that it's ridiculous to consider. But, of course, that seems to be the path the Bush administration is going down. So Gerry Ford, crazy old man, or did he have the right idea? Are you surprised by his thoughts about the president? Are you surprised it's coming out like this? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Open lines for you. It's AM 60, 760 Progressive Talk. We'll have a check on all the latest weather conditions.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
For you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5987. That's 888-326-5987. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5987.
I'm Ty Pennington. If you love appliances, you want them to stay running. Come in to see us this Saturday. We're having the Appliance Health Check. We've got professionals in the field that are going to let you know everything you need to know about appliances. You're going to see things in appliances you've never seen before.
This Saturday only, Sears is bringing in our expert service technicians. They'll help you diagnose whether your appliances are running properly and efficiently, plus explain all the latest innovations and options.
So people, quit asking me. Come to Sears, because, well, you really should talk to professionals.
The Home Appliance Health Check event, Saturday only at Sears.
Imagine brightening your home with the same bulbs that light up the Times Square New Year's Eve ball. Philips Halogena Light Bulbs. For a limited time when you buy Halogena bulbs at the Home Depot, you can get a mail-in rebate for up to $10 and a chance to win a trip to New York City to celebrate New Year's Eve 2008 and see Philips light up Times Square. Simplicity is a light bulb that can brighten your room and your new year.
Visit Philips.com/New Year's Contest for rebate and sweepstakes rules. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 1-11-07. Must be legal U.S. resident. 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited.
Phillips, sense and simplicity.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Derek Jean for Jay Marvin. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Following the Storm 2, whatever you want to call it. My wife loves shoveling. I can't even explain it. She loves watching 9 News and shoveling. She is obsessed. Obsessed. I gotta give Channel 9 some credit here. I mean, at least they got the brains to, you know, they're on all the place. They got 2 TV stations. I suppose that helps. And they pick off these little young reporters just off trees, I guess. I don't know where they find them from, but they're good. Or looking, at least. And, you know, they keep some of the old guys around, but I don't even know what the other stations are doing, to be honest with you. I'm locked into Channel 9. And my wife is she's addicted. She's got bronchitis or something. I don't know. She's coughing every 5 seconds. So it's like 9 o'clock. The kids are in bed in Channel 9. Blah blah blah. You know, and I'm like, everybody out. She goes, okay. I'll remember this when you're sick. I'm like, okay. Next time you have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting there hacking a loogie every 5 seconds, I'll keep that in mind. Then I go downstairs for a second. She's on the couch downstairs, and she looks up at me. It's 3:30 in the morning. She goes, "I shoveled the driveway for you."
No wonder she has bronchitis.
What are you doing, Turk? Sam, what are you doing? You crazy?
My wife is the complete opposite. She hates to shovel snow, so normally it's me out there, but, you know, if it's real heavy, she'll come out and help me out. But I wish my wife loved to shovel snow. I wish I had a snow plow.
John.
That's what I wish I had.
She's obsessed.
Or a snow blower, I guess, is what I meant to say.
Mm.
You own a snow blower?
No. You know what I own? Sunshine. It melts it in about 2 days. Snow blower.
I got a North Face, so this stuff will be around until like April now.
No, that you're right. That's bad. I agree. I have my last house. I've owned 2. It was brutal. It was the worst. I always hated the people that face the other direction. Now I'm one of those people. It just melts. But no, you're out there with the ice thing and and everybody else has dry driveways. But so I got out no problem because my my beautiful wife was shoveling a half inch of snow at various points throughout the night. So I salute her and her bronchitis. I hope she feels better. 303-713-7600. Where are you in this storm? The mayor, I love the mayor yesterday. We're going to have him, Mayor Hickenlooper, on in about an hour or so. And the mayor said, you know, don't shovel for more than 40 minutes. That's good advice. I like that advice. We've had, unfortunately, some tragedies here, and it's because of the snow shoveling. Whoa, come on. So I-70 now closed from Airport Road to Kansas. We're just getting that in. Yeah, the storm is sort of coming in waves. We had a bit of a lull. It's a bit difficult to see. You know, the sun hasn't quite come up here yet. So it's different in different areas. That's why it'd be great to hear from you, 303-713-7600. Louise in Denver, good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. Just like to say, after listening to Chris, I think people that did not give their carrier a little tip at Christmas,
yes,
it's still not too late. We're in the holiday season.
I think that's good
advice. And that's one person I always make sure to tip because it's got to be a very difficult job. And especially anybody on Chris's route.
Yes.
Definitely tip her extra.
Chris is a newspaper delivery person, and she called a little bit earlier saying that she was threatened with her job if she didn't come to work.
Now, that is just horrifying.
Yeah, I was like, what? You know, I got my paper during the last storm last week, and I was surprised. Like, oh. Well, I didn't need this today.
Now you know why.
People
got their papers last week because their carriers were threatened within an inch of their life.
Louise, how are you making out? Where are you living?
Well, I live in downtown.
How are you doing now? We hear that downtown is going to be plowed along with the major streets now.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, my streets, I live in the Auraria area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful. People are getting around just fine.
Okay, good, good, good.
But I would like to make a remark also in regards to President Ford's criticism of the Iraq war.
Yes.
I tell you what I think they're going to do. They're going to wait till after the funeral and everything settles down.
Yeah.
And then in their very smarmy way, somebody's going to come out and say, well, you know, he was an elderly man.
Right.
And he probably wasn't in his right mind.
Right.
Because they love to do this.
Right, right.
And it will be put in a very tactful way. And then that will be the talking point for a couple.
You know, he sounds old because he was when he said he was 90, 91, something like that. However, he didn't sound confused.
Absolutely not.
He sounded very clear-headed. You know, it must have been killing him if he was willing to go on the record, even after his death with Bob Woodward about it.
Right.
Because he must have been thinking to himself, I got to get this out. But it's sort of a weird tradition where ex-presidents don't criticize current presidents, although they do. They have now. When you have such an incompetent, it's hard not to. But it must have been so frustrating for him to see what was going on.
Because one thing Gerry Ford was rational. And, you know, he just, I think, absolutely hit the nail right on the head. And I'm so glad that he had the courage, even after death, to make this proclamation. He's absolutely right on.
Yeah, it's it's a fascinating thing to hear. How do you like the pictures of Rumsfeld and Cheney back in the day?
Oh,
with Ford?
I tell you, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. And even in their youth, they were still creepy.
You got to understand, too, where Ford was coming from, okay? You know, he was at the tail end of Vietnam. He, you know, didn't want nothing to do with it at that point. He was just trying the best to get us out and had to be there, the president, when we got out. And you got these two young bucks, Rumsfeld and Cheney. And you know what they were thinking. They said, if we're in charge, here's what we would do, you know? Here's what I would do, Dick Cheney, who's just chief of staff, if I was really running things. And then you just fast forward. You can't believe these same guys are in charge again.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's creepy.
Oh, I know. It is how they have just wormed their way through the system over all these years. But they found the patsy to do what they wanted to be done.
That's a great way to put it.
And I think Bush, they did not target him because he was an intelligent, statesman-like person. They targeted him because they knew they could just play him like a fiddle, and that's exactly what happened. And we're all suffering for it.
They couldn't do that with Ford.
Clinton.
They just weren't around with Clinton, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how I was just thinking about it the other day, how can you imagine how things would be different if Al Gore was the president? I mean, it was because he would have been reelected again, and it's so frustrating now, Louise.
I know it. I know. It just makes you want to cry when you think about it.
Louise, what are you doing up so early?
Well, I'm just an early riser. I am retired, and I think I just got up so early for so many years. Actually, the morning is my best time of the day.
You know,
I love to get up and see the sun.
Let me say, I've heard a lot from older people, too, who said it seems that with age comes clarity sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that wasn't part of it with Gerald Ford as well. He knew he didn't have much time, and he was seeing things probably clearer than maybe he had ever seen them.
Right, and he didn't know anything to anybody, and he could just speak his mind.
Louise, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. We'll be back with your calls after the news, which is up next. We'll also have reports from the airport, the bus station. Mayor Hickenlooper will be on with us as well. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. It's the start of several days of goodbyes, beginning today in Southern California for former President Gerald Ford. We're joined live by correspondent Steve Futterman, who's in Palm Desert.
Well, Dave, everything is set here in front of St. Margaret's Episcopal Church. In just over 6 hours, the body of former President Ford will arrive, and the official farewell will begin. Today, private prayer services will be held, first for just the Ford family, then close friends and invited guests will join the family. Late this afternoon, members of the public will be allowed in to walk past the flag-draped casket. As Mr. Ford lies in repose, the church doors are expected to be open all night. Dave?
Lots of conjecture as to when Saddam Hussein will be executed.
I think the sooner the better.
Could happen within a couple of days, perhaps within a matter of hours. Mowafaq al-Rabai is the Iraqi National Security Advisor. Saddam will be hanged.
We will video everything. All documentations will be videoed. Taking him from cell to the execution is going to be videoed. And the actual execution will be documented in video.
But it's not clear if any of that video will be released to the public. Reportedly, Saddam gave his will to his half-brother in a meeting in the past day, and there's late word from CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon. The U.S. will hand Saddam over to Iraqi officials sometime today. Rough go in Denver for the second straight week.
It's all ice underneath with 2 inches of snow on top. If you get stuck in a little divot or low spot, you can't get out.
That snowstorm has put 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground for drivers to deal with.
I'm Lee Frank at the Greyhound bus terminal in downtown Denver. A couple hundred would-be travelers have been stranded here since Thursday afternoon because the buses aren't running and might not start running again until sometime Sunday. Greyhound says they apologize for the inconvenience, and if road conditions improve, they'll get the buses moving sooner.
More snow is supposed to fall in Colorado as the day rolls on. In this rough world, women might just need something very simple. Not very much, just a man's touch.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand.
You'll understand from our Jim Taylor, who's with us live.
Hand-holding is a good thing, Dave. And why do researchers say it's so good?
When I touch you, I feel happy.
Yeah, a study in this month's edition of the journal Psychological Science finds that women facing a stressful event experience less anxiety when they hold their husband's hands. Holding any hand helps relax, but MRI scans show that holding a spouse's hand has an especially powerful effect.
I wanna hold your hand.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
S&P futures are up ahead of the bell, 1.5 points. This is CBS News.
Hello, I'm George. Every year about this time, my wife gets concerned about my rowdy and crazy behavior. I can't help it. Happy Honda Days gets me all giggly and rambunctious. Hee-hee. Hurry to your Honda dealer today and get an awesome deal on the 8-passenger Pilot, the ultra-functional Element, or the innovative Ridgeline. Yeah, baby. Happy Honda Days. It's going off, dude. Seriously.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy.
And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. City, county, and federal offices closing along the Front Range today as the storm is setting up for a second round this afternoon. For the latest closures and delays this morning, you can log on to am760.net. Now, for air travelers, DIA is still open. There's a few cancellations, though, by the airlines, a few hundred. Steve Snyder says they are ready, though, for the second wave of snow.
We've got full crews out there. They'll be there throughout the day, throughout the night, and hopefully they can keep up with it. They're pretty confident of it right now.
Call your airlines before you head out to the airport today. A few power problems, and while they're not widespread so far, they're frustrating for those affected.
Running a crew up to the area, to the substation that was affected, and as soon as they're able to get there, given the weather and the roads, we hope that we'll be able to resolve the problem and get everyone back in service within the next couple hours.
Mark Stutz from Xcel. Most of the power restored early this morning in some of the areas affected last night. Periodic power outages, though, have been seen early this morning as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Again, for the latest closures and delays, you can go to 7am760.net. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, surprisingly, no major traffic issues just yet here in this city. I-25 and I-70 are still a mess, but no wrecks to make the situation worse. Cars on the road that are out are moving slowly through the snowpack. 225 passable, but barely anyone out through Aurora. Boulder Turnpike is open, but again, a tough ride between Boulder and the city. You can expect double, triple travel times along that pretty much wherever you're headed. I-70 now shut down both directions between Air Park and Kansas. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, more snow, up to 8 inches expected for the city, a high of 25. Right now, light snow and 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last time you had a chat with your daughter, what did you talk about? Clothes, her friends? Well, here's something else I'm discussing with my daughters. The connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. A cancer diagnosed in thousands of women each year. And if you're African American, you may be at higher risk, but it can be prevented through screening. Talk to your doctor about HPV and cervical cancer and visit MakeTheConnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and the Step Up Women's Network.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Jay.
I could be right.
He's not here. I'm Darren McKee. Jay is having gastric bypass surgery scheduled for today. So we wish him the best. I just plowed through some eggs and hash browns. Oh. Delicious. I don't know, it's kind of fun sometimes in the storms. Well, what wasn't fun, obviously, was people. Oh, I fell for those people last week who were just stuck in their cars for like 10 hours. There's nothing wrong with their cars, just nothing was moving. Now, how'd you like to be one of those people at the airport? We're going to hear from Todd Shepard, who's going out there, and he'll give us a report on. There are a lot of people that like slept over last night. I'm not sure why they did that. We go to Angela on 220. I was on 225 this morning, Angela. I was headed the southbound. You're probably going northbound.
Right.
Are you headed to the airport? Is that right?
I'm headed to the airport.
Angela, you're brave. what flight are you thinking you're going to be on?
Well, my flight is not until 4:40. It has not been canceled.
Oh, Angela, and what are you doing?
I'm determined to get to D.C. for New Year's.
Why?
Because I've got over 20 people coming for a brunch that I'm supposed to cook for.
Are you working, or is this a social thing? What's the deal?
No, it's just my friends.
Angela, you're nuts. Let me tell you that right off the bat, okay? First of all, well, from what we understand, we'll get an update from Todd Shepard here in a little bit as to what's happening, what's not happening. Have you called your airline?
Yes.
And?
They canceled flights up through about noon, but the flights later in the day have not been canceled. They canceled the earlier ones so that they can get the later ones out without too much problem.
But you realize the storm is supposed to be coming in waves. You understand that, right?
I understand.
It could be blizzard conditions by this afternoon.
My flight is supposed to come in between the waves.
Angela, if you end up in a snowbank or stuck someplace, I'll feel a little sorry for you, but you might have it coming to you. I don't know.
I am confident.
How are you getting to the airport?
I'm driving right now.
Okay, so you'll have your own car so you could leave if you had to, I guess.
Correct.
Angela, I don't even know what to say to you. I can't even believe somebody's going to the airport right now, but...
Well, actually, it's not even snowing right now.
I know, because it's coming in waves, Angela. That's what we've been saying the whole time.
But flights aren't canceled. Oh, okay.
I love your logic, Angela. It's 7:09. It's not snowing now.
I might get out earlier. That's why I'm coming so early.
That's not a bad call, I guess. That's not a bad call. Where in D.C.?
The Brooklyn area over by Catholic University Northeast.
Okay, you're right there, right in the district. Well, my wife used to work over at American, which I think is the Northwest. I used to live in Gaithersburg. But
yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Angela. Listen, help us out here. Call us later on. I'd be curious once you get to the airport, okay? We'll follow the adventures of Angela going to the airport today. How about that? So call us when you get there and give us an update if you can get on an earlier flight. And I'm not going to laugh at you, but I will be entertained to see your progress, okay?
Okay. I think I'll have the last laugh on this one. I'm confident.
All right. Right on, Angela. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And we go on to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm almost home.
Okay.
I just drove from Holly Creek area. Holly Creek's over the road, came up Ultra Monaco, Greenwood Village. Very clear road.
Yeah, that's
Cherry
in our
Hills.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And then as soon as I hit Leedsdale, the snow started getting worse and worse, you know, soupy and mashed potatoes and icy. And I know that they never plowed my street. They're liars. That makes me so upset that they say they plowed all the side streets. That's bogus.
What's your side street? What are you?
I'm up on Tamarack right off Colfax, and okay. I feed into 17th Avenue, which is actually a pretty major, you know, feeder street.
All right, well, we're going to have the mayor on at 7:45.
You can come and drive my street anytime
all
you
right.
want.
All right, we'll ask him about it. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go to Todd Shepard, who is a DIA. Right now, you know, we just had somebody call Todd that said they're hoping their 4 o'clock flight goes off. They're thinking that there's a bit of a break in the weather. Is this a smart person or is this person foolish and going out to DIA right now?
Gosh, Aaron, I've got to think. I don't want to say smart, but I would come. I mean, you've got to look at the fact that before DIA closed, so to speak, last night,
mm-hmm.
Frontier and United already knew the cancellations that they were going to make. Frontier has 66. United has 125. That 125 is a combination of arrivals and departures, mainly departures, 70, in fact. So you've got to think they made those cancellations knowing what the forecast is. I mean,
right.
they've got sophisticated weather equipment, too, and sophisticated forecasters. I mean, If they made those cancellations knowing what conditions were going to be like, then you've got to think they had relative confidence that any flights that survived the axe, survived the decimating, then I would guess it will probably go through.
All right. Well, what are we talking about runways and the situation there at DIA right now?
Well, let me back up just a little bit. The snow stopped out here at DIA, not completely, but at about 11 o'clock. It tapered off to where it was pretty negligible. So the crews worked through the night, and Steve Snyder with Denver International tells us that the four main runways they need are their four north-south runways, and he says they were able to work through the night, and with the relatively light snowfall, they were able to keep those clean. So they are very happy with the fact that their four most important runways, at least how they term them, they're most important. They say they're clean, and so they're optimistic about that, yeah.
People spent the night, people are hanging around. Is it a whole different scene than last week?
It really is. Again, Denver International telling us they did a head count. They think about 600 people spent the night.
And that was by their own choice, too, right? I mean, from what I understand, they certainly had options. Pena was open. I mean, they could have left if they wanted to, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Denver International telling us that, yeah, they think the majority of those 600 were people that just wanted to be first in line, perhaps to wait on standby on some other flights. But I just talked to a group from Scotland. They are here for a snowboarding vacation in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
And they got delayed. But, I mean, of course, they arrived at about 5:30, I think, last night. And they knew the scenario immediately and were able to trip down the road and grab a hotel room. In fact, I stayed at a hotel down on Tower Road. And when I checked in, I asked the two young ladies who were checking me in, hey, are you just crammed? And they said no, because so many arriving planes were canceled that they had a lot of cancellations. So it was a little bit of a wash there, and there was a lot of room. I wouldn't say a lot, but there was enough room at hotels to accommodate last night.
Well, Todd, I'm glad that the Scottish snowboard team is here safely, and I'm glad you're having conversations with two young ladies at hotels. I think that's all good breaking news.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you that I got 1 hour of sleep last night. You fill in the rest.
Hey, Todd, we'll talk to you maybe next hour and get an update from DIA. I'm sure you're going to be out there probably for most of the day, right?
Roger that. We'll
all
talk
right.
to you there.
All right, thanks,
bye.
Todd. Todd Shepherd, playa. Hey, Al, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going? You drove 50 miles in a Dodge Neon today?
Well, I'm in the process of driving 50 miles in my Neon.
Well, where are you headed?
Well, I live in Fort Lupton, and I'm headed to the Southwest Auto Park.
Okay.
I am required to be into work today and tomorrow.
What do you do that's of such critical importance at the at that location?
I am a parks man.
Okay. They expecting a lot of business here today, or are you getting trucks out, or what are you doing?
I have no clue. half of our shop was out yesterday, and I expect the same way today.
Well, Al, is your job threatened if you don't show up? I mean, we're hearing that from other people. You come in or you're fired?
I don't think so, but, I didn't have a snowplow on my street where I parked the car.
Yeah.
All week until this morning, and we woke up at 10 minutes to 5 to the beep, 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 and I had to dig it out just to get going.
Oh, Al, that is a heartbreaker. they get to the side streets today of all times, right when you have to go. Well, where are you right now, Al?
I'm on I-76 just passing the Commerce City turnoff.
Well, we're hearing that 70 is closed. Turek, help me out with this, too, from Airport Road to Kansas, so you're a little west of that, so you're probably okay, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the road is like a sheet of ice, but, the good thing, this little car doesn't have a lot of weight, so it goes with plenty of traction.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of ice and a car with no weight. That's perfect. Good luck to you, Al. Do you have a shovel? Do you have some gloves? Do you have some, you got a cell phone, obviously. That's good.
Well, I do have gloves, but I don't have a shovel.
Nah.
I have a nice snow brush.
All right, thanks, Al, for the call. You know what show, Turek, I've been watching is Man vs. Wild. Have you seen Man vs. Wild on Discovery?
I've not seen it, but I've heard about it.
Dude, I think there's a Man vs. Wild marathon tonight or this weekend. You got to see it because it just makes you a little paranoid, first of all. That, the danger is imminent. Discovery is great for just scaring the bejesus out of you. But it makes you think, well, what should you have in conditions like this?
And yeah, it makes you scared just to go out for like a walk in the wilderness, doesn't it?
Also makes you realize how big of idiots those people on Survivor are. All right, a quick break, and we'll be back with your calls. Open lines 303-713-7600. Stan McKee in for Jay Marvin. Jay going through gastric bypass surgery today. We wish him the best for sure. Wondering what you're up to. And we'll get to the story about Cindy Sheehan as well. She was busy yesterday. Tell you what she was up to as well. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Darren McKee. Back with you next.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We definitely have some consequences of the storm now. We've had a closure, major interstate closure of I-70 outside the city. This is going to start for you right at Air Park and go for you all the way to the Kansas state line. That'll be I-70 closed across the Eastern Plains in both directions. Apparently the Eastern Plains pretty hard hit from the weather, having a lot of problems on roadways in the Trinidad area and Burlington. So you'll see a lot of closures in those areas. Right now in the city, still doing pretty well. We don't have any major issues being reported along the interstates. We are seeing a lot more traffic, though, out on the roads. Weather today, looking for periods of snow, 4 to 8 inches. More expected today, high of 25. Tonight, heavy snow at times, 2 to 5 more inches, 15 degrees. Light snow, 21 right now. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. EurOptic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, EurOptics. EurOptics' second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5987. That's 888-326-5987. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5987.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Make your New Year's resolution more resolution. Now until December 31st, come into Best Buy, Sears, and Ultimate Electronics locations and get an additional $100 to $300 off the advertised price of select Sony HD TVs. At participating retailers, don't let the holidays go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
AM 760 and a look back at a good year. A great year.
Dramatic change is coming in Washington.
Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives now.
It's just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy.
You've got a bigger chance than they do. That's how you got to look at it.
Bill Ritter is the next governor, and we, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
Keeping it going in 07.
Thank you, Colorado! I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 722. I'm Darren McKee. In for Jay. Jay is having gastric bypass surgery. Supposed to have it today. We wish him the best. Good luck, Jay, for sure. If you're getting around there today, our man Lee Frank has been driving all night, all morning, following things at the bus station. Lee, what's the latest?
Well, I'm driving around in a big 4x4 from the news department this morning, and that, of course, makes it a lot easier than if you're just trying to get around in your little car that has regular tires.
We heard from a guy who's driving a Dodge Neon about 50 miles today. You think you're in better shape than him?
That's kind of like wearing a second suit, I think, putting into a Dodge Neon this morning.
Well,
I think you're much better off if you've got four snow tires, or if you've got front-wheel drive, or if you have a 4x4. You don't really want to be out here in the family sedan, or I'm just watching a minivan spinning out as it tries to get into a driveway. Right now I'm in the Capitol Hill area,
okay,
where some of the side streets have been very well plowed. Others, they haven't been able to get the plows through yet, but the city trying to do their best to open up the streets to the people who live in the neighborhoods and have to park on the street. Kind of tough, though, to bring a snowplow down a street where there's not a whole lot of clearance between the cars on either side of the street. Talking about the Greyhound bus station where I was a little bit earlier, a lot of your fans are down there, and spending the night there, I think, a lot of them. They said there were a couple hundred, and by my count, there were maybe a few dozen. Some people chose to go to some of the shelters, but Greyhound is not going to run buses until they think it's safe for the bus drivers and the passengers. And now with I-70 closed to the east of Denver, they really couldn't be going toward the east even if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of frustrating for some of these people who are at the Greyhound station that they're being taken care of, and so it's not any kind of human disaster there, just a real inconvenience and just part of wintertime here in the Rockies. Back to talking about the driving conditions.
Yeah.
If you have to go someplace today, right now, you can get out, you can get around. If you get out of your neighborhood, you'll be fine once you get to the major streets. All of the thoroughfares have been pretty well plowed, and it's packed down snow that you're driving on. So I know we're under a state of emergency here, a disaster declaration by the governor, but you really feel you have to go someplace. Yeah, you can get there now.
Well, I remember the mayor yesterday talking about how they were going to use these snow routes and they were going to tow cars out of the way. Has that happened, as far as you know, and can you tell any kind of difference?
Well, I talked to them last week about that whole idea because you've seen those signs, mm-hmm. maybe the red, white, and blue signs that say emergency snow route, no parking during a snow emergency, and that they'll tell you and all that. Last week they decided not to do it.
Right.
This week they are, and looking at streets like Colfax and Colorado Boulevard and some of your major thoroughfares where you don't usually see too many cars parked in the first place, they've been able to do a good job of plowing,
good.
And you will find decent driving conditions if you're in a properly equipped vehicle, and I think that's a big key. And a lot of people don't think snow tires are a great investment. I think they're kind of like having an extra pair of shoes for the wintertime. It doesn't wear out your summer shoes, and it means that you can get around a lot better. Snow tires give you better tread. It's a lighter material, a softer rubber, and it really does hold the road a lot better. So the people who invested in snow tires and have their vehicles ready, you can get out once you get out of the neighborhood.
Are you seeing any cars to the side of the road, any kind of stuff like that? Or, you know, I'm just looking around. I mean, this isn't scientific. I'm just looking out the window. But first of all, it doesn't seem like there's anybody out there. And second of all, it does seem that it is a little bit more cleared. Maybe we were scared straight last week.
Well, last week's storm, you know, came in Wednesday afternoon while a lot of people were trying to get home. And during the blizzard conditions, you couldn't see worth a darn. It was really tough for a lot of people, and there were more cars that were stranded on the sides of the road. I'm not seeing a lot of abandoned cars this morning. I have watched a few people try and dig their way out of snowbanks and pushing cars out of the way. And if they wouldn't have gotten out of there, really, I would have taken out the tow strap and helped them get going, but they seem to be doing just fine by themselves. You know, I don't see a whole lot of people having great difficulty. I do see quite a few people this morning who are starting their day by digging out the driveway, digging their way through the sidewalk, and just trying to make it as manageable as possible. But I think most people are heeding the advice of our government leaders and staying home.
But, of course, we're just at the beginning of this. And, Lee, we appreciate you're driving around. It must be kind of fun. I mean, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, you know, if you've got the right vehicle, and I have not seen many people out joyriding this morning, and, you know, I can certainly justify it because this is what Clear Channel pays me to do, is to go out and report on the conditions so that our listeners don't have to experience it. But, you know, for the people who do need to get around, now, you know, you do want to emphasize the idea that if you don't need to be going around, you don't want to be out here and adding to what problems they already have trying to clear the streets. Part of the reason they were able to do such a good job overnight is because they didn't have to contend with traffic. Snowplow can't move any faster than the car in front of it. I guess it could, but probably shouldn't. So, you know, give them a chance to get their job done, and maybe they'll be able to keep the streets in pretty good shape throughout the weekend.
All right, thanks for the update. Lee, we'll talk to you perhaps next hour as Lee Frank is driving around. We appreciate his efforts. I love that response. It's fun, huh? 727. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. The phone number is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Love to hear from you. Where are you? What's going on? How you doing? Especially if you're a driver, if you're a truck driver. Really appreciate your work. Guys are the heroes keeping this country going. Keeping things. I mean, we just, you know, we just assume that stuff is at stores and supplies and that type of thing, and it's not. It's through the hard work of you folks driving around there, and we really appreciate it. A reminder, John Hickenlooper will join us at 7:45, so we'll talk to Mr. Mayor about what's going on, the different strategy for this storm, as opposed to the last one, in terms of getting as many plows out as possible in the neighborhoods. Is that working for you this morning? How's it going? Seems like a better situation out of DI. It seems like it's just everything is set up better for this particular storm. We knew it was coming. We had plenty of notice. Not that we didn't the last one, but it was in that. This is the week that people blow off anyways, right? If you can. And a lot of people with your jobs, you can do it from home. The people that are out and about and are stranded that didn't need to be there, well, that's one thing. But last week, when people were simply trying to get home from work at, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's where we really, really got hammered. So we'll keep you up to date with everything going on. Again, the mayor will join us at 7:45. Cindy Sheehan in the news again. She was arrested outside of the Crawford Ranch. She does not quit. Quite a day yesterday for the president as Gerald Ford, like the Crypt Creeper, just reaching up with his bony old fingers, just put them right around George Bush's throat. It's embarrassing to have the last thing, the thing that Gerald Ford wanted on his deathbed is to get in his two cents about the Iraq war and how he disagreed with what the president was doing. Does it get much more humiliating than that? Cindy Sheehan was arrested Thursday afternoon outside of the president's ranch. She was out there with a couple others. Four others were arrested. They got in the way of the road and got stopped. The vice president's motorcade was delayed by the arrests. Sheehan and the others are charged with obstructing a highway, a misdemeanor, $2,000 fine, maybe 6 months in jail. Dick Cheney's motorcade was delayed leaving the ranch while officers removed the protesters. There you go, Cindy Sheehan. She is not stopping. Good.
She's been arrested like, what, 12 times in the last 6 months?
Put her in jail already. But I admire the hell out of her. She is not quitting. And it's not just her that's protesting the ridiculous actions. It's people all over the place, including Gerald Ford from his deathbed. And if you've missed what he had to say about President Bush, we'll have that for you after we check in on traffic and do a couple commercials, and we'll be back with you. But speaking of traffic, it's progressive traffic, and for that we go to Gina Michaels. Gina, who would be on the road today except somebody that really need to be there? Are we seeing that out there?
You know, I was thinking about that, Darren. I can't imagine unless it's somebody that just has some kind of an emergency, mm-hmm. you know, getting to a hospital or has a some kind of special doctor's appointment or other family emergency. I just can't imagine who would want to head out into this.
So are we keeping the roads a little bit clearer here today?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot different than it was last week. Mm-hmm. I think we were better prepared. So right now, we're not really seeing any roadway closures or collisions, which is surprising here in the city. We only have this major shutdown of I-70 east of Denver. That's off limits between Air Park and the Kansas State line. Also outside the city, US 6 at the Loveland Pass is still shut down. Highway 6 through Golden from Colfax to Highway 58 also closed. But here in the city, again, we're getting a few more vehicles out on the roads. Slow speeds. It's going to be a slow go through the snowpack, but no major problems to avoid just yet. A weather outlook today, winter storm warning.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
The Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely
absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Hi, this is Troy Hampshire, host of the Safe Money Show with Troy and Troy. Airing every Sunday at 1 o'clock, be sure to tune in this Sunday, supercharging your retirement dollars.
Music and Arts Center wants to give your school the gift of music. Visit musicarts.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, 1:15:07, and you can win a variety of Liberty instruments for your school. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Continental U.S. residents 10 to 14 years old and band members only.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, thank you, Randy. Jay is having gastric bypass surgery today, and we wish him the best. Darren McKee, it's AM 760 Progressive Talk, and through, John, we need Turk, we need like, snow, progressive snowstorm, progressive
snow hitting Denver now, Darren McKee.
Yeah. We need some sort of big, you know. Yeah, the other stations, they all have, you know, they got 1,400 people working over here.
You want a snow sounder?
We need a progressive snow sounder.
Progressive snowstorm 2.
Something. It's just me and you, I know. Yeah, really, seriously, there are 1,500 people. There's 300 people just doing nothing just outside the door. They're just standing there.
And we're on an island in here. AM 760, progressive storm coverage. The liberals love to shovel. Birkenstock update. Boom.
Come on now. I love it. I love it. I love the storm. I love it all. I love the snow. My family missed the storm last week. My wife was very disappointed. However, 9 News does come up in the mountains, thank God, because she's addicted to 9 News. She's going crazy now because 9. I'll give 9 News credit, man. They're on all the time. They're everywhere. They got 2 TV stations. I don't know. They're all over the place. There's 122-year-old women who I've never seen before that are reporting from airports, and they're stuck out with cute little hats. Nick Carter, I love Nick Carter. I don't have anything against Nick Carter, but lose the beret. Dude, come on. Don't you have a cowboy hat or something?
Progressive storm coverage.
Darren McKee. AM 76. We'll work on it. Oh.
When you need to know the liberal weather. We've got it for you right here. AM 760. Progressive storm. As the storm progresses, so do your thoughts. AM 7.
It needs to be harsher. It needs to be strong. It needs to be bigger. It needs to be stronger. It needs to be more intimidating. It needs to be more disastrous. Give me, like, as if we have weapons of mass destruction, ominous. Your world is about to crash around you. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, so. Needs to be more, something with more, yeah, the kettle drums are big. Maybe just all kettle drums. Boom, 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 boom. No. Terrible. Please. 303-713-7600. How you doing? You doing okay? Are you driving around there? Are you a truck driver? I'd love to talk to you. If we could get a truck driver on. I love truck drivers. The work that you do is so important. People just take it for granted that stuff just gets places. And I know that there are people that are, those are the people that are kind of forced to, you know, we talked to Angela, and I don't wish anything bad against Angela, but she's risking life and limb to get to the airport to cook for people in D.C. I mean, you know. Hey, Angela, I love you. No offense, but it's not the world's most important thing. We heard from a newspaper delivery person. Chris has said she's going to be fired today. I have a hard time believing that, by the way, but I'm not trying to doubt Chris, but she said she was going to be fired if she didn't deliver the papers. Yikes. Have you given up on the storm music? I mean, is that all we got? We got like three choices and that's it? Don't be such a quitter.
There you go! That's good!
Here, start that again. Hold on 1 second.
7:39. Progressive storm coverage. When all the other stations were depending on people out there with their eyes on the road. AM 760. Sat in the fourth floor and looked out the window. We had you covered.
Look out! Ah!
Wait, stop. Try it again. I got it. Here it is. Here's what our... Hit it.
Ah!
All right. 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, who's having gastric bypass surgery today. That is not a joke. We wish Jay the best. Open lines for you. We're going to have Mayor Hickenlooper on with us. John, why don't we take a break now, okay? And when we come back, we should be able to line this up and talk to the mayor about the conditions out of DIA, how they're doing on the side streets compared to the major roads. I know it's a bit of a different strategy, and just how things are faring this morning. So far, so...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Black Dahlia, Jackass No. 2, The Descent, and Factotum. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Now take it easy. Don't head out if you don't have to. Weather today, looking for that winter storm warning to stay in effect with periods of snow up to 4 to 8 inches expected today. Right now, light snow 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A year to remember.
We are so close, and there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. We have to turn this country around.
A year to celebrate.
We have taken over the House of Representatives.
Democrats in control of the House of Representatives.
It's gratifying to see us doing so well.
We'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
Congratulations, everybody.
This place is going absolutely erupting in craziness.
Thank you for sharing 2006 with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500.
They'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
When I do it, everything goes dark. And I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Jay's not here. It's still snowing. What the hell's going on? It's pretty good, John. It's good, Turk. We're looking for our own progressive traffic alert, weather disaster music. It's not bad. Well, the sun, I mean, you know, the sun's not out, but the you can see outside here, and from my vantage point here in the tech center, things don't look too bad. I mean, it's been snowing nonstop, but it's not blowing, which is good because we won't have drifts if it doesn't blow. And I know it's coming in waves, so you should know that as well. And we're keeping an eye on everything for you in terms of the airport and traffic. And the best way for us to keep a hold of things, of course, is to hear from you if you happen to be out there. Looking out over to the I-25 area, again, not so busy. It's a day that a lot of people weren't working. There's no schools, obviously. For updates on any kind of cancellations, if you do have questions, we've updated it for you on our website at am760.net. am60.net is where you can go. So, not so bad. Not so bad today. Of course, we're just sort of in the middle of this thing. The question is, why would you be out in this weather if you didn't have to be? And it looks like most people, oh, there's a station wagon. I think that's going to be kind of iffy. Look at that. It's taking the oh, not bad. Look at that. Sliding around. Of course, if you have a non-environmentally friendly, hideous, gas-guzzling SUV, like me.
Darren, I kind of got a funny story for you.
Yeah.
Coming in yesterday, about 3 o'clock, I decided to come back into the station.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up Bellevue to take a left here onto the street that we're on.
We've had some and a car accidents there.
Been traveling westbound on Bellevue and trying to take a turn onto the street.
Right.
And they slid and wedged themselves in between two snowbanks so no cars could take a right at this intersection.
Wow.
And so they had to go all the way around and into other traffic and come up around this car.
Wow.
It was like wedged in the snowbank. And I thought, maybe I should help this guy, but his wheels were like suspended off the ground.
No.
Like, there's no help for that guy.
No, what would you do? Well, seriously, you got a shovel?
I have a shovel.
What's wrong with you then?
Screwed.
Yeah, you should have got out. Were you in a rush? Do you have anything to do? Really important?
No, I really was in a rush to get back here. No.
Yeah. Why don't you help out?
Here. That's the thing. I've helped quite a few people dig out last week. I've met a bunch. You meet a lot of nice people in snowstorms. You notice that?
Yeah, of course. Oh, there's a buddy of mine, and, you know, I love him. He's a great guy. Loves hunting, loves all that stuff. He was driving around looking to help people. You know, he's out. He's got a... He lives just in the suburbs out there in Aurora. Nothing fancy. You know, he doesn't live in some sort of faraway place. He's putting chains on his, you know, truck. I'm like, Jason, why are you putting chains on your truck? You got winter tires, you're fine. Get four-wheel drive. I needed chains on the truck. And then he just drove around trying to shovel people out.
Maybe a candidate nice for guy. Nine News Everyday
yeah,
Heroes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 303-713-7600. How is it for you out there? What is going on in the storm? I enjoyed the storm yesterday, the coverage, because in between hearing about how horrific things were going to be, and the rest of the country, what does the rest of the country think of Colorado? I mean, I'm sure those who ski must think it's the best place on earth, but can you imagine what the rest of the country must think about living out here? I think it's terrific, because I'm hoping more people don't move out here, but... The impression is this is the worst place on earth. Well, what would you rather have, honestly? Really? Would you rather have this or a hurricane or be in Tornado Alley or be in mudslide land? Or for those of us that, you know, don't live in fire danger, and I know there are those in Colorado, in the middle of fire danger. I'll take this. It's the best disaster weather. Because how much damage can it actually do? Unless you get trapped in it, of course, with the cars and stuff. Seriously.
Now, that's a comment I haven't heard. We have the best disaster weather.
We really do. Where's the sounder for that? Where's the sounder for the best disaster weather ever? So I think... Denver, Colorado. No fear of hurricanes. Ain't gonna see a tornado anytime soon. No mudslides. All we have is snow. And lots of it. The best disaster weather ever. Because you know in 2 days, it'll be 50 and sunny. Welcome to Denver, Colorado. And it will be. I think in 3 days, it's supposed to be sunshine, about 40, 50, you know, it'll melt. But this is a strange stretch. We haven't had a stretch like this with 2 weeks back-to-back like this in quite a long time. I did enjoy watching TV yesterday to see Jerry Ford's... Tales from the Grave. That was something else, wasn't it? Jerry Ford decided on his way out the door to lambaste President Bush. He did so with Bob Woodward. Let's get to where he talks about cut number four there, John. The mistakes made in Iraq. Oh, you know what? Is this the mayor calling right now? You know, we'll get to this stuff here in a second because the Mayor Hickenlooper, I think, is calling us right now. Seen him everywhere. It's kind of cool. You know, the most unusual place I'll talk to him right now. Mayor Hickenlooper, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
How you doing?
Caught you on the Weather Channel yesterday.
Well, you're going to catch me on a lot of channels if it keeps snowing like this.
All right. How is our new strategy working out today?
Well, I think so far so good. We've been out driving around now just for a few minutes, and it looks to me like we've got at least the arterials have all been plowed, and we've got about... they tell me 42 trucks right now out in the neighborhoods trying to keep plowing that snow as it falls and make sure it doesn't get packed down like it did in that first storm.
Why did we have the original strategy, and what about the change? I mean, was the original strategy just some sort of standard thing, and what did you have to do to make whatever change you had to make?
Well, the original strategy in the city historically has been that you don't plow neighborhood streets.
Right.
You know, right before the last few days of the holiday shopping season, I just thought that was crazy. So we went out and we went into the neighborhoods. We first plowed all the main arterials, which has always been the strategy. And with a major storm, historically, the city would go into the neighborhoods once they got all that done. With that snow that happened last week, we got 2 feet of snow in 24 hours. So by the time we got the arterials done and went into the neighborhoods, suddenly the snow was already packed down and it gotten very cold last Thursday night. It turned into ice, and when we went in the neighborhoods, we couldn't move that ice. It was 10 inches thick of ice.
Right.
So this time what we saw, this time we're going to plow the main arterials, but we're going to find, I mean, 5 years ago, the most trucks we'd ever have plowing at one time was 47, 48 trucks.
Right.
At first storm, we had almost 70 trucks, and today, right now, 120 trucks out there plowing.
Well, how does this do for our snow budget? How are we as a city in terms of that type of thing?
Well, I think we're obviously going to spend, if this storm is as strong as what people say, it's going to cost us some money. But, you know, my luck, if we spend up spending another $500,000 or $800,000 on trying to get the city cleaned up, that's money that we have to spend. Yeah. We don't really have a choice, I don't think.
All right, I saw your press conference. It was great. They wanted you to hold up the snow signs, and then you held them up for a second, and then you said, why am I holding these signs? Here, somebody else hold these signs. But it was kind of a funny moment. But talk about that. Have you guys been towing cars? Have people paid attention to these snow routes this morning?
We've been very gratified. Almost everyone has moved their cars and kept them out of the snow routes, which has a great deal to do with us being able to get at them and keep them plowed. And you know, in the central part of the city, we haven't had that. We've only had about 7 or 8 inches of accumulation. Obviously, further south we've had larger amounts, and further west. But with those places where we keep people off the roads, it's been a great benefit to make sure that the plows can get right through. And you know, my understanding is that the cars that they did tow, they just towed them and put them behind the tow trucks.
Okay.
Well, if the truck went through, they put the car right back where it was.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's good. DIA this morning, it appears to be running okay. What are you hearing about DIA?
Well, you know, what killed us last storm with DIA was the wind.
Right.
When that wind came on so strong and blew for almost 40 hours with whiteout and blizzard conditions, that's what really shut them down. They kept functioning all night, all the way up until the last scheduled flight last night. And they're open now, although obviously a number of flights have been canceled and they're operating more slowly than they normally do. But they are determined again, safety is always the first priority, and they will keep that airport absolutely safe. But if humanly possible, they will keep their airport open all day today.
I love how you said 40 minutes of shoveling is your max. I was curious how you came up with 40 as the magic number.
I talked to the head of our Denver Health at the hospital.
Okay.
I did Gabbo, and I said, what should I, you know, if I want to encourage people to help their neighbors and shovel, but to be careful, what are some ground rules? And she said, well, A, make sure that anyone who's got a medical condition or a heart condition, that they shouldn't be out shoveling at all.
Right.
And then even young, able-bodied people, they should work, you know, 40 or 50 minutes and then take a break.
I know.
Don't try and push yourself too hard, especially if you're not in shape.
Are you really driving around?
I'm driving around right now. You're hearing me from my cell phone. We're looking at what they call the North City Park neighborhood.
Okay, are you? Is that your plan for today? Where's base camp for you today?
Well, we've got a emergency control center in Public Works in the Webb Municipal Building. So
okay.
I'll kind of function out of there and out of the mayor's office. And I bet I spend probably a good third or half of my day out driving around.
Hey, Mayor Hickenlooper, we thank you for and you're breaking up now, so I'm just going to put you on hold. But thank you so much for calling us. I know it must be an awful busy day for you. And if you want to give us a report about how your neighborhood is working out, we'd be more than willing to hear that. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. There you go. I think the mayor's doing all right in this type of situation. I think some people were upset about their neighborhoods, but, you know, you can only do what you can do. This storm from the start isn't as bad. If I'm wrong on this, if you think somebody, I don't know what more you can do. And look, I have a neighborhood that the plow comes on sort of a cul-de-sac type of thing, and it just plowed everything, and, you know, we were screwed a tad. Just did some shoveling. And it is true on these, at least in my side street, it is like like ruts, and it's just frozen ice that they're, I guess, plowing on top of. But what else are they supposed to do, unless they, you know, change the? We're really not used to it. As much as we're used to snow and blizzards and stuff here and there, it, for this much and to not get a break from it, we started to. Didn't you see some of your snow start to melt and maybe some grass pop up here and there? So this is highly unusual. I mean, when was the last time? I don't know if we have a weather historian out there, Turk, but when was the last time we had storms like this in basically back-to-back weekends?
I actually did look this up yesterday. My wife mentioned it, and there was a period in 1987 where we had two 24-inch storms within like 7-8 days. So 1987. So it's been almost 20 years.
All right, our phone number is 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We will get to more of Jerry Ford reaching out from the grave. That's always fun stuff. happened yesterday, and your calls as well. Open lines, 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Randall Kingston in Baghdad. Rumors are swirling about the exact date, place, and time of Saddam's execution. It's still a closely guarded secret, but top Iraqi and U.S. officials indicate that Saddam's death by hanging could occur this weekend. One indication that the end is near comes from Saddam's attorneys, who say they had a final meeting with him on Wednesday, the day after the Court of Appeals upheld the death sentence. Another sign? Iraqi officials say Saddam's half-brothers visited him in his jail cell, and he gave them his will. Saddam is in the custody of the American military at Camp Cropper in Baghdad. Last night, the U.S. military said Iraqi officials asked them to be ready to deliver Saddam at any point within 36 hours. And now, with more on the story, here's Dave Barrett.
And what we hear from David Martin, our national security correspondent, is this. Pentagon officials say today they plan to turn over Saddam Hussein from U.S. to Iraqi custody. The execution may somewhat surprise Saddam, according to his biographer, Simon Henderson.
It won't be dawning on him that time is up until, frankly, the hood is put over his head and he's marched off down the corridor.
Family and friends will be making their way to a Palm Desert church this afternoon in Southern California. They'll remember the late Gerald Ford at a place where he worshipped for many years.
The prayer service here today will be closed to the public. Even cameras and microphones are not being allowed inside. This will be strictly for the Ford family, close friends, and special invited guests. The public part of today's events will begin late this afternoon. After the prayer service, the doors to the church will be opened, and members of the public will be allowed to go past Mr. Ford's flag-draped casket. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church in Palm Desert.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. The Secret Service, military, ceremonial officers, and other planners are checking the route for the funeral procession and making other final arrangements before the start of the farewell to Gerald Ford tomorrow. It will be far different than the usual pomp of presidential funerals. Mr. Ford's body will be carried in a hearse, not on a horse-drawn procession. There will be no big military parade. Family friends say it all reflects the final wishes of the modest Gerald Ford.
Could get windy in Denver as more snow pushes through. West of the city, more than 2 feet of fresh snow fell. About a foot has come down in the city, and another foot is on the way. There have been flight cancellations, though some major carriers like United and Frontier hope to get back up to speed by noon local time. About 1:45 this morning in Scottsdale, Arizona, cops pulled over boxer Mike Tyson near a local club. They say Tyson had come out of a driveway, didn't pay much attention to oncoming cars. Former heavyweight champ charged with driving under the influence. Cops say they found cocaine when searching Tyson. Early morning on the Dow, the industrial's up about 12 points. This is CBS News.
The following is a paid commercial message.
It's estimated that over 200 million people in the U.S. suffer from herpes-caused cold sores. There are many products on the market today. Relieve One-Day Cold Sores Symptom Treatment is excellent because it relieves cold sore symptoms in just a day. Pain eases in minutes and other symptoms resolve in just 24 hours. Relieve is non-toxic, comprised of botanical extracts, and is 100% guaranteed. Millions of sufferers have found that Relieve works best for them. Only you can determine that Relieve is best for you. You can now buy Relieve at most major stores.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. City, county, and federal offices closing along the Front Range today as the storm is setting up for a second round this afternoon. For the latest closures and delays this morning, you can log on to AM760.net. Now, for air travelers, DIA is still open. There's a few cancellations, though, by the airlines, a few hundred. Steve Snyder says they are ready, though, for the second wave of snow.
We've got full crews out there. They'll be there throughout the day, throughout the night, and hopefully they can keep up with it. They're pretty confident of it right now.
Call your airlines before you head out to the airport today. A few power problems, and while they're not widespread so far, they're frustrating for those affected.
Running a crew up to the area to the substation that was affected, and as soon as they're able to get there, given the weather and the roads, we hope that we'll be able to resolve the problem and get everyone back in service within the next couple hours.
Mark Stutz from Xcel. Most of the power restored early this morning in some of the areas affected last night. Periodic power outages, though, have been seen early this morning as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Again, for the latest closures and delays, you can go to 7AM760.net. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, not a lot of change. Still a difficult drive, but no real commute as we know it. A lot of folks taking the day off, so traffic is very light. 225 wide open across Aurora, both I-25 and 225 doing okay through the tech center, just icy conditions to negotiate. I-70 is passable cutting through the city and no major wrecks to slow you down out to DIA. Just keep in mind the interstate is still closed outside the city from Air Park to Kansas. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, winter storm warning in effect with periods of snow of up to 8 inches, high of 25. Tonight, more snow, 2 to 5 inches expected. Right now, we're under light snow, 21 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This week at King Soopers, you'll find great buys throughout their produce department on many of your favorite market fresh fruits and vegetables. Right now, peak of the season navel oranges are just 39 cents a pound when you use your super card. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Spend the holidays with your Colorado men's and women's basketball teams this Saturday, December 30th at the Coors Event Center. The men will take on TCU at 1 p.m., followed by the women's game against Houston at 7. In addition, fans of all ages will have a chance to win prizes throughout both games, including the grand prize of an Xbox 360 Pro at the men's contest and a Sony PSP at the women's game. For more details, visit CUBUS.com. Tickets can be purchased at CUBUS.com. Call 303-49-BUS or at Tickets West. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
That's what she does. My wife, she watches Channel 9, and she knows it wasn't a me. Hey, it's Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. I don't know. Is it a good day for Jay's having gastric bypass surgery? I don't know. I mean, it kind of sucks, though. I mean, I hope he doesn't have to travel far. I'm sure he's nervous about it as it is. I would be, for sure. And then you have to get through this. I mean, skip it. Push it back. I don't know. Good luck to you, Jay. I hope everything goes all right. Okay. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We will get updates from the airport, from the roadways, and what would be great is to get updates from you as well. 303-713-7600 if you happen to be in this mess. We heard from Angela
about an hour or so ago.
Notice Angela hasn't called back. Said she has a flight at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and she was going to update us because she was going to try to. I teased her a tad, saying, you're nuts, just cancel it, don't worry about your flight, this, that, the other thing. And she was determined to get on an earlier flight. It does appear that the airport, though, and we just had Mayor Hickenlooper on, is operating not too bad. There are... John, is I-70 still closed from, I think we're getting from Air Park out to Kansas. But I think we seem to be in good shape. There didn't, anybody who was at the airport last night, I believe anybody at the airport stayed there on their own volition because, you know, Pena was open. Todd Shepard joins us from DIA. Todd, what's the latest from the airport this morning?
It really looks, quite similar right now, Darren, as it did about an hour ago when we last spoke. The lines at ticketing counters are very short, and the lines at security are relatively short.
Yeah.
Again, the reason for that is the majority of cancellations from United and Frontier were early morning flights. I think Frontier said the bulk of their 66 were all flights before 11:30. So the real test, of course, is going to start right about noon. That's when we should see more people arriving for more departing flights. That's when we should see, probably some longer lines at security. So the real test, I think, really starts at noon.
All right. So we had a listener who said that she was going out early because she was hoping to get on an earlier flight. We know this is going to come in waves. Is that a good idea? Are there open seats on these earlier flights going out?
No. There are so few early flights going out. I mean, I just checked with Frontier with Joe Hodes. I said, Joe, and this was about 20 minutes ago, how many of your jets have actually lifted off of the tarmac? And he said, well, we haven't had any scheduled to. He said our first departure is scheduled for 8:20.
Gotcha.
There just aren't any available flights for someone that where they could even possibly be put on standby. Now, what I think is maybe not a bad idea, and again, I'm not advocating. This is something for someone to weigh. Okay, if I had a 4 o'clock flight, and I were worried that and I had checked baggage, I had baggage that I needed to give to the airline,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to get stuck at the ticketing counter for a long time, I might come out now because, like I said, there are so few people flying right now that the lines at the ticketing counter are very, very short. But again, I mean, I can't make any guarantees about anybody's flight. You're making your own calculated risk. So,
all right. Well, thanks for the update, Todd. We'll check in with you later. Are the bars open? Because I understand they had to close the bars last week at certain points. Are they still serving alcohol this early in the morning?
Yeah, I haven't needed to hit the hair of the dog so far this morning, but so I haven't been looking for that. But
we'll check on that, will you?
Yeah, maybe I'll have that for your next report.
All right, thanks, Todd. 303-713-7600, and watching Nine News right now, and the flights, what can go out, it seems to be going out, not shut down. The road, Pena, is open. 70 is closed if you're going to drive to Kansas, but... why would you be doing that unless you're a truck driver? And then that sucks. But all in all, not so bad this morning. Not so bad. But again, this is going to come in waves. So we'll see where it progresses later on this afternoon. Lee Frank will give us an update from the roads as well as you if you're driving around there. 303-713-7600. I'd love if Angela called me up and said, huh, I proved you wrong. I said she shouldn't even go out. It's ridiculous. 303-713-7600, open lines. It's AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm Darren McKee, in for J. Marvin. Okay, Gerald Ford. Who is Gerald Ford? I'm 30, almost 38. My memories of Gerald Ford were kind of Saturday Night Live a little bit, just sort of as a bumbling sort of goof. As president for a couple of years, I don't know, I was, 4 or 5 years old. How old were you when President Ford was there? But when you look back on his time, there's some eerie similarities to now. In as much as that he was coming in at the tail end of a disastrous conflict, Vietnam, with the most crooked president we've had. I don't know if it's the worst president we've had, because I think George has given Nixon a run for his money. Oh, by the way, how do you like the AP poll that's out? Great AP poll. AP poll, the number one villain of 2006. President Bush, 25%. Saddam Hussein, 6%. Satan polling at 1%. So I didn't know much about President Ford. I'm sort of catching up on him now. I mean, here in Colorado, we've heard a lot about him. He's had a home up there in Beaver Creek and has been a member of that community on and off for many years. But I'm getting a better sense of what he was all about, or a clear sense of the people around him. What is creepy, of course, is when you pick up a paper and I can see Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. You can't even believe. Doesn't Dick Cheney look a little bit like Paul Begalia? Just a touch? With those great 70s suits on. And they were the young bucks back then with Ford. And part of me feels that perhaps they were thinking to themselves, well, we'd do things differently if we were really in charge. Here's what we would do. Gerald Ford did not have nice things to say about this guy. Let's get to Turk, cut number three, where he talks about Cheney and Rumsfeld. Now, this is the interview with Bob Woodward that he wanted released after he had passed away. How about that for having some venom against the current administration? Here is Gerald Ford's comments about Cheney and Rumsfeld.
I think Rumsfeld, Cheney, and the president made a big mistake in justifying going into the war in Iraq. They put the emphasis on weapons of mass destruction.
It's chilling. Cut number two, he talks about Bush in Iraq. Let's go to four, John, about mistakes made in Iraq. Cut number four.
I have never publicly said that I thought they made a mistake, but I felt very strongly that there was an error in how they should justify what they were going to do.
303-713-7600. Are they going to paint Gerald Ford as sort of a crazy old man? Does he have the right idea? It's not a crazy liberal who's making these comments. This is Gerald Ford, who worked under Nixon and had to clean up that mess. And a lot of people have never forgiven Gerald Ford for pardoning Nixon. But here he is at 90-something years old, knowing that his time on this earth is limited. And what is the thing that he wants to be finally remembered for? What's his? He knows that he's going to make a mark by doing this. He was certainly on the record. He certainly seemed of sound mind. And he gets Bob Woodward on the phone and he says, "Here, yeah, I want to say this. It's important because I'm sure it's been gnawing at him." Diplomacy. He would never have gone in. Never would have even considered it. And you look at Rumsfeld and Cheney then, and then you look at him now. Well, we don't have to look at Rumsfeld anymore, thank goodness. But you look at Cheney standing there behind Bush at Crawford yesterday, and it's creepy. At best, it's creepy. At worst, it's hard to imagine what worse could actually be than a civil war in a country where the U.S. wasn't threatened in the first place. Ay, ay, ay. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Marie in Fort Collins, we'll hear from you next. She wants to question why Ford...
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans starting in the 130s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
we are getting a fresh wave of snowfall now falling across the city. If you are planning to head out to DIA, you should be in pretty good shape. Just give yourself at least a double, triple the travel time getting out there, again, because of the snow conditions. And right now, no major issues in that area. Weather today, winter storm warning in effect throughout today with more snow expected, high of 25. Right now, light snow, 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
The Roe Agency, Kansas City Life, reminds listeners that safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of your safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, take advantage of one of the safe driving options. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. This is from the Roe Agency, Kansas City Life. They feature complete personal insurance services. For free advice, call 254-5400. You'll find them at 1001 West 120th Avenue in Denver.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
AM 760. And a look back at a good year. A great year.
Dramatic change is coming in Washington.
Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives now.
It's just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy.
You've got a bigger tent than they do. That's how you got to look at it.
Bill Ritter is the next governor, and we, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
Keeping it going in 07.
Thank you, Colorado! I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now, more blizzard coverage. Progressive-like. AM 760, Progressive Talk. News coverage of snow. Progressively. 303-713-7600. No, we're working on it. We got a team of two here, not hundreds, so we do the best we can. Hey, Maria in Fort Collins. Hey, Maria, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's the weather like up there in Fort Collins?
Oh, it's beautiful, actually. Lots of snow. But we haven't been outside enough to see whether the side roads are passable, but right. It looks okay.
You good to stay in today? You got
whatever
you need? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. What's your question about Jerry Ford?
Don't have a question. I have a comment, though. I'm getting really tired of hearing about a great guy this was.
Jerry Ford?
Yes, exactly. Why?
Well, traditionally, people don't trash somebody when
You don't have to trash, but you don't also have to redo history.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were a lot of people upset about the pardon, and it seems, from what I've read, that was a done deal with Nixon
mm-hmm.
that beforehand.
Right.
That there was going to be a pardon. And that is why he designated Ford as his successor.
Right. Well, he was the vice president. What are you going to do?
True. What I want to say, though, is it's easy to say something and not have it come out while you're alive, but it takes a little more courage to say these things and stand by them while you're alive. And he might have made a difference.
So that's an interesting viewpoint, Maria. So do you think Jerry Ford was a little chicken then?
Yes, I do. And what irritates me a lot about him, this incident of having his criticism come out after his death,
mm-hmm.
same as Bush's father, who will not criticize his son. And my question is, what about the country? You know, it's okay to protect, to be part of this good old boy presidential network.
Right.
But what about the country?
Well, Jimmy Carter certainly has been critical, and
exactly.
as has Bill Clinton now.
Yeah, they showed the courage to do this. But, but I'm not impressed with having, now that he's dead, having the criticism become public. That doesn't show any courage and has no weight, in my opinion.
All right, Maria, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. That's an interesting point. He's going by this code of ex-presidents not criticizing current presidents, I guess. But that's a fair point to say. If you're going to say it, you know it's coming out. Why leave that as your legacy? To me, it goes more to the point, of course, that who is on board with the Bush's administration view of Iraq? Who does support it? When the Iraq study group, Baker, Jerry Ford, dead, are critical of what the administration's doing. Colin Powell's, you know, they fired him. You fire Colin Powell. Eventually you get rid of Rumsfeld, which was the most ridiculous thing. You know, you had to wait till after the election for that. But if he was doing the wrong stuff, you know what's coming too, right? You know it's going to be this whole surge thing. That's the answer. Read portions of the Iraq study group. One of the things about the Iraq study group report is it gives you a fascinating, in-depth history in a very streamlined fashion. It's like reading a thesis or something. There's not a lot of fluff around it. But it gives you a very detailed history of what the situation is there. That you're not getting any other place. And whatever plan the Bushies are going to put out, can you imagine that they're going to go into detail with it? Can you imagine that we'll all be able to understand what the plan actually will be? You know, some vague, you know, oh, it's a surge, and then the 303-713-7600. Oh, I have to go to Angela. Our friend Angela, you got to be kidding me. You're on a plane right now, is that right?
I told you I'd have the last laugh.
You are something else. Angela called about about an hour and a half or so ago.
Yep.
Had a 4 o'clock flight, wanted to go to the airport earlier. I said, you were a fool, Angela. In fact, I talked to Todd Shepard. I don't know if you heard that. And he said that it'd be almost impossible to get on an early flight. And where are you sitting right now?
I am sitting in seat 13F. And the flight leaves at 8:40.
Okay, because we were talking about how this would be a good time to get out because there are pockets of this storm, and this is a more mellow pocket, and planes are leaving when they're going out. And you got on the flight. Was it easy to get on the flight? Or
very easy. They said the flight is only half full.
Look at that.
So they confirmed a seat, and I just walked right through security. And I'm sitting on the plane.
Angela, you are the woman. You're going to be cooking for all those people in D.C. Go ahead. Would you like to get the last laugh? You might as well do it.
No, but, you know, I just want to tell people, sometimes you just got to take a chance.
Well, I think that's a very interesting report, and I really appreciate you calling back because it does show if you have a later flight, perhaps this is a good outlier here. I'm going to let you go, Angela.
Okay.
Have a safe flight to D.C., okay?
Thank you.
All right. That's Turk, huh?
Unbelievable.
So much for all of our reports.
And like you said, we just talked to her an hour and a half ago, and she was, you know, on 225,
yeah.
And she's already on an airplane.
Make us look like idiots.
makes me look like a real sissy coming in super early yesterday to stay in a hotel.
Yeah. Todd, should we tell Todd that? No. In terms of getting on planes, that's a good idea. Come in earlier. Get on the half-empty flights.
Let's encourage people to head out to DIA.
It's an interesting story, though, isn't it? Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, that might be dangerous for people to know. Let's go to Janie in Lakewood. Hey, Janie, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Where's Mr. Marvin?
Mr. Marvin is having gastric bypass surgery today.
Oh, I think I'd rather shovel.
Yeah, we wish him. He's supposed to have it today. In fact, Turk, wasn't he supposed to have it a few days ago? Got pushed back. What's going on?
He was supposed to have it Wednesday, and there was a couple issues. Nothing big, but they rescheduled it for this morning. So I should know something by later today, so we will get that out on Tuesday morning when we return from the...
I'm actually back on Tuesday as well, and I'm always very happy to fill in for Jay, and we wish him the best. So that is his status. What's your status, okay, Janie?
Well, I'm sitting in the parking garage now. I really got to pee, so I can't talk too long.
Fantastic.
As I'm getting myself to work, but I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a single person. I'm 51 years old.
Yes.
I shoveled for like 3 hours. Yesterday.
Hey, the mayor said 40 minutes max.
Well,
what are you doing, Janie?
I went for about 3 hours and I woke up this morning because I don't need a lot of sleep. Maybe I'm a little hyper, but
okay.
I woke up at 4 and I went through my driveway again and did my neighbor's driveway across
Jeez.
The street.
Wow.
Because they take care of my dog.
Janie, I'll give you $10 if you want to come out to Centennial. I got some work for you.
Well, no. What I was going to say is this, and I think a caller called and said, you know, this is the time when really people get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can live next door to somebody for years and really never know who they are.
That's
or
true.
Even talk to them unless you go out and do this kind of stuff.
Well,
but,
good for you, Janie. How?
Well, you know, and I guess I don't want to share so much of the fact of what I did,
okay.
But what I do want to say to the listeners is, you know, kind of pay attention to who your neighbors are, and if you, especially with elderly
Good
or,
point.
You know, moms who have little ones that really should be inside taking
right.
care of their little ones, you young people out there with the strong backs, get out there and help. And I'm not a, you know, holy roller, but God helps those who help themselves, just like Angela this morning kept a,
Look at her,
kind of
huh?
a positive thought about getting to where she wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I have clients, and I wanted to make sure that I was available for my clients, for Tosh and Cherry Creek.
All right, well, I'm glad you're there. And what's the name? I'll give you credit, a plug. What's the name of your business?
It's called Amin Fatash, Amin and Fatash Serebal. They're a Turkish couple that have a salon in Cherry Creek.
Very nice.
In Detroit. I've been with them for 15 years, and, you know, people need to get their stuff done. And,
All right.
You know, seeing is that I'm going in. I've got my pajamas on because I forgot my blue jeans. But we're a very laid-back salon, and
right.
I'm
going
to get out and go do my thing now. So,
All right.
again, you know, everybody out there, pay it forward. You know, be a good Samaritan. You know, just go out there and have fun in it, and don't make it look like work. Just go out and help somebody. Extend a hand.
All right, on,
it
Jane.
Will come back.
Thank you for the pep talk. We appreciate it. Look at that, Gina Michaels, Progressive Traffic with Gina. Let's look at that woman. She's inspiring us to
yes, she is.
Be better people on this day. John Turk, you know, he goes to me, I could help people shovel, but I'm going to the liquor store and sitting back on my couch. What, Turk, you want to defend yourself on this? That's what you said.
I don't know if that's exactly what I said.
I'm going to the liquor store.
I said I do want to go to the liquor store, but I said I was coming in and I saw a guy that was kind of stranded, but his car, there was
right.
no help
that's
for
right.
this guy.
That's right. Turk had a shovel, had nothing to do yesterday. You know that torturous little turn we have in, you know, on Monaco there?
Westbound Bellevue to the Monaco turn off coming northbound.
He sees a guy stuck there, Gene. He's got a shovel in his truck. He's got no rush to be here. He's staying at the Wyndham two blocks away. He doesn't help the guy.
I'm glad it wasn't me, Turk.
Well, it wasn't. I mean,
it was
wet
between two snowbanks.
It
was off the ground.
Turk, was he not attractive enough for you? I mean, was what was the problem there?
Maybe that was the case.
Well, Gina, I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking out the window, Monaco, and you can see parts of... there's just nothing seemingly going on. Well, let us know what's happening.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's just more of the same. In fact, it's a whole lot of nothing as far as traffic hotspots. We only have one wreck. Police are out with southbound 25 on approach to 6th. Otherwise, the folks that are out seem to be doing pretty well. Slower than usual speeds. You're definitely going to have increased travel times. But all in all, not bad for this size storm at all. We do have some new closures. Outside Denver, Highway 86 between Kiowa and Lyman, U.S. 36 between Byers and Kansas, and U.S. 160 Trinidad to Kansas. Weather today, more snow, up to 8 inches.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Black Dahlia, Jackass No. 2, The Descent, and Factotum. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Toyota has 9 different models with EPA highway ratings of 30 or more miles per gallon, like the new 07 Yaris, which gets up to 40 miles per gallon. Right now, get incredible leases on America's number one selling car, the all-new 07 Camry. Or get great customer cash, like $500 on a new 07 Corolla. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd. 2007 EPA City and Highway Estimates. Avalon, Corolla, Matrix, RAV, 4-wheel drive, 4-cylinder, Prius, Solara, Camry Hybrid, Highlander Hybrid, Yaris with manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Based on Arnold Polk & Company, total U.S. new passenger car registrations for calendar year ending 2005. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Make your New Year's resolution more resolution. Now until December 31st, come into Best Buy, Sears, and Ultimate Electronics locations and get an additional $100 to $300 off the advertised price of select Sony HD TVs. At participating retailers, don't let the holidays go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Darren McKean in for Jay Marvin. Jay is not here today because he's having gastric bypass surgery, so we wish Jay the best. In fact, if you want to send Jay a little note, you can go to am760.net and do that. It's nice. I'm sure it's something he's probably thought of for a long time, and it was a difficult decision to make. And wouldn't you know, on the days that you're supposed to do it, you get blizzards and snowstorms and all this sort of stuff. I mean, yay. So good luck. Good luck to you, Jay, that's for sure. Okay, open lines at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. As the best way to sort of cover things in terms of a snowstorm like it is today is to hear from you. Because you're out there, you're driving around, especially if you're a truck driver or somebody else. Look at this, Turek, I'm looking out the pit. There's somebody just walking down the street. Look at this dope. Just walking down, not on a sidewalk, because you can't get on the sidewalk. There's no stores around here. What is this person doing? Yeah, the things you see during the storms.
You talking about that truck going down the road?
No. I'm looking. What is this person? Where could this person be walking to? You see this person out here?
Yeah, they're walking somewhere.
Where? Where? There's no businesses right. I mean.
There is, Darren, right over here on Bellevue. You know, we have this monorail or whatever it is.
That's true.
There's a station, pickup station right here.
Okay. That from where that person's going, that is a good mile-long walk in the snow. She's got her purse. I mean, this is hysterical because there's no cars even out on the road here. Just one single person.
I should run downstairs and grab her.
Could you?
We want you to come up here.
If I gave you a cell phone, do you think you could actually get out? Never mind. She's got a purse. She's got a bag. There's about 4 feet of snow next to her. I'm readjusting her bag. It's getting heavy now. I've walked about a quarter mile in the snowstorm. Plodding along.
So she's walking against traffic. Like, what if some car comes cruising that way and just slides out of control? Like, wouldn't she walk with traffic?
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to. You're supposed to ride a. I don't know what you're supposed to do, John. It doesn't look safe. Well, good luck to her. Okay, Saddam Hussein is set to hang here in the next couple days. This is something, oh man, the whole death penalty thing. You know, I've gone around and around on this topic with my father, who is a staunch opponent of the death penalty. I grew up in Massachusetts, and it's just I've just heard my whole life. Anti-death penalty stuff. So, but then something happened. You know, with the I think my opinion kind of turned a little bit around the Tim McVeigh time, because I saw what he did, and just, you know, if there's anybody that didn't deserve to be on this earth, it was somebody like Tim McVeigh. So I've had these long drawn out discussions, and I don't know if you've had the same thing. Have you been in situations where you've talked to a very emotional topic, the death penalty? But recently, so I kind of turned on it a little bit. And it was difficult because it's hard to have a conversation with that because you're just sort of screaming at me. But I was like, well, listen, if he doesn't deserve to die, who does? And you don't want to hear this guy from jail, and it is the right thing, and... So in a certain way, I got comfortable with that sort of position, being on the fence. But I recently read John Grisham's last book, which is sort of his version of In Cold Blood, the Truman Capote book, in as much that he takes a story, breaks it down, he goes into the details of it, and it's people who were falsely accused of murder, sentenced to death, and then finally, through the process of DNA, were let go, but they had spent years and years and years in prison. So this gets me, I guess, to Saddam Hussein. You know, is Saddam Hussein a bad guy? Yeah, he's a bad guy. We shouldn't have done what we did. It was the wrong thing to do, the wrong way to go about it, and the wrong way to handle the entire situation. But is he a bad guy? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you that. Does he deserve to die? Well, probably. Probably. But you can't have a civilized society and have the death penalty be part of it. Just can't. And we do, unfortunately, in certain states, including here in Colorado. But you just can't. Now, of course, this is in our court system. This is another court system. We don't do hangings anymore. But if you are going to have a hanging of Saddam Hussein, then I guess you gotta... Here's what I think. If you're going to have the death penalty, period, then you've got to let everybody see it. You know, Turk was, you know, would you pay-per-view to see Saddam Hussein get hanged? Well, sure, I guess you could make some money off of that. I think if you had pay-per-view of executions, you'd probably make a pretty brisk business, but I don't even think that should be the case. if you're going to have a penalty like that, that everybody needs to see it. Everybody needs to understand what it's all about. Never mind putting a bag over somebody's head with a hanging, because I think that's what they do. They released video of, they did a test hanging in Iraq like last week or something. So they took it all the way to the point where they put the person on whatever the hanging platform is, and the rope over their necks and the bag on their head, and then they don't show you the rest. Well, okay, well, if we're going to do this, then show it. You have to know what it's all about. It's like, you know, well, we can't see the caskets of U.S. soldiers coming back. It's in bad taste. No, it's not. It's what's happening. It's the reality of the situation. Oh, I can't see that. It's too bad. Well, if you can't see it, if it's unconsumable for the eyes, then why does it exist in the first? If you can sit there and you can see the death penalty being carried out, well, you're comfortable with that, then you should be able to absorb it. Then the society should be able to absorb it. If not, don't have it. Okay? Saddam, his time is limited on this earth. And how the Sunnis will react to that, you know, I'm not so sure what their reaction. Who knows? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. What do you think? Would you like to see it? With the Saddam hanging, would you actually watch that? Is this a positive step forward? Does this help anything? 303-713-7600. Back with your calls. Open lines right now. 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee. In for Jay Marvin, you're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far, we're still in pretty good shape around the metro area. Again, very, very light traffic. Most of our interstates are wide open, just seeing a few folks out driving along very slow speeds, trying to negotiate the snowpack. Still want to watch out for icy patches, especially on and off ramps, bridges and overpasses. We do have closures, but they're all outside the metro area, so just keep in mind the big one, I-70 shut down between Air Park and Kansas. That'll be through the Eastern Plains, and we do have a lot of road closures in that area too. Weather today, looking for a winter storm warning, periods of snow with 4 to 8 inches of additional snow expected, high of 25. Right now, light snow, 21. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
It's the last show of the year, so please get in your last licks in this year of transition as we look forward to 2007. Governor Brian Schweitzer of Montana is joining us to talk about the new Democratic Party and the transition of the Mountain West into a Democratic enclave. I'm Norman Goldman. I'm your senior legal analyst. We're going to be talking about homelessness. We're going to be talking about whatever you want, because this is where America comes to talk. The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
On December 12, 2006, an application was tendered for filing with the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. for the transfer of control of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, the corporate parent of J Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated, licensee of KKZN 760 AM in Thornton, Colorado, from its current shareholders, the stockholders of BT Triple Crown Merger Company Incorporated. J Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated is a wholly owned subsidiary of J Corp Communications Company, which is wholly owned by Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, a publicly traded company. The officers and directors of one or more of these entities are L. Lowry Mays, Randall Mays, Mark Mays, Alan Fell, B.J. McCombs, Theodore Strauss, John Williams, Phyllis Riggins, J.C. Watts, Perry Lewis, John Zachary, John Hogan, Bob Cohen, Don Perry, Paul Meyer, Andrew Levin, Lisa Dollinger, Herbert W. Hill Jr., David Wilson, Catherine Mays Johnson, Jessica Marventano, Bill Hammersley, Randy Palmer, John Tippett, Brian Coleman, Charles Stan III, Stephanie Rosales, Joe Shannon, Dirk Eller, Paul Peterson, Mary Stitch, Ace Haran, Chris Harrington, Scott Vick, Hamlet Newsom Jr., Richard Wolf, William Mole, Jerome Kirsting, Jeff Littlejohn, Tom Owens, Charlie Riley, Mike like the clue. Rick Mangum, Matt Hupfield, Tom Shore, Susan Karras, Steve Davis, David Krall, Brandy Newman, Christine Epps. Following the transfer of control, the officers and directors of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will include these aforementioned individuals currently serving as officers of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated and Scott Spearling, Richard Wessler, Kent Weldon, Charles Brizia, Stephen Barnes, John Connington, Ian Loring, Edward Hand, Mark Mays, and Randall Mays. The greater than 10% stockholders of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will be Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund 6 LP and Bain Capital CC 9 LP, Bain Capital Investors LLC. The managing directors and members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are Andrew Balson, Stephen Barnes, Joshua Beckenstein, Edward Conrad, John Connington, Paul Edgerly, Jordan Hitch, Matthew Levin, Ian Loring, Philip Laughlin IV, Mike Nunnally, Stephen Pagliuca, Michael Ward, and Stephen Zide. Additional members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are A.J. Argawal, Richard Albright, Dewey Alwad, Michael Bavacqua, Roark Bafar, Philip Carter, Stuart Davies, Diane Exter, Dominic Ferrante, Michael Goss, James Kellogg III, Fernando Grimaldi, James Hildenbrand, Jin Xing Huang, Michael Krupka, Jonathan Levine, Matthew McFerrin, Anon Moore, Kristen Mugford, James Naherny, Benjamin Nye, William Papendick IV, Michael Plaventon, Dwight Poehler, Peter Reel, Douglas Ruddish, Walid Sarkis, Jeffrey Swartz, Janichi Shirashito, Yuji Sugimoto, and Jonathan Zhu. Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund VI LP is controlled by DHL Equity Advisors VI LLC, which is in turn controlled by Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC is the general partner of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Scott Schoen, Anthony DeNovi, and Scott Spearling are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors, co-presidents, and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. Thomas Haggerty, Seth Lowry, Kent Weldon, Todd Abreck, Charles Brizia, Scott Jackal, and Soren Oberg are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. George Taylor, Richard Bressler, Gregory White, Joshua Nelson, Jeff Swenson, Ganesha Rao, James Carlisle, Joseph Pesci, Charles Holden, Joshua Bressler, Jeremy Tan, Warren Smith Jr., Thomas H. Lee, David Harkins, Hunter Bull, Terrence Mullen, and Putnam Investments LLC are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. A copy of the application is on file for public inspection at 4695 South Monaco, Denver, 80237 during normal business hours.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sleigh bells ring.
Oh, come on.
Are you listening?
Love it.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Is this Dean Martin?
Beautiful
or
sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a
winter wonderland. Hey.
Gone astray.
It's Darren McKee in for the surgery going Jay Marvin. Good luck with gastric bypass surgery. He's supposed to have that today. We wish him the best. I'll be back on Tuesday as well. I think he's off for at least for another week or so. So we wish him the best, and you can send him a note at am760.net. You can also go there for any cancellations, weather updates, am760.net. Check it out. Eric, where are you driving, Eric?
Well, I just pulled off at the Greeley exit on I-25.
All right, where are you headed? Where are you going?
Unfortunately, I'm going to Greeley.
Well, that's not very nice.
I know.
What are you doing up there in Greeley?
I'm working on a doctorate at the University of Northern Colorado right now.
Well, that was your choice, my man. Go get yourself a cocktail. What is it, the Blue Moose or the Languishing Lizard?
I know nothing about this town.
All right. Well, stop bad-mouthing our town there, Eric. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, a number of things have gotten me or have caused me to think in the last couple of weeks. This Saddam Hussein verdict and the passing of President Ford, especially to do with the pardon of Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people mentioned, you know, the pardon was done as a way to heal the country after Watergate.
Right.
And, you know, that may or may not be the case. But here's what I'm concerned about. We've never had a real, this may seem like a long shot, but we've never had a real inquiry, a real investigation into 911, which is the cause of this war.
Well, what about the 9/11 Commission report?
That didn't do anything.
Okay. All right.
I'm a New Yorker.
What more did you want? I mean,
Well, there's a number of documentaries out there. One especially deals with the four women from New Jersey whose husbands died, and it does a very good job.
Well, those are the women that inspired the 9/11 Commission in the first place. Those are the women that got it done.
They were all very dissatisfied and disappointed with how President Bush refused to comply with their requests.
Right.
Basically, he said you can only have access to certain information and only certain members of the commission were allowed to have access to it. And the rest of the commission said, well, this doesn't do us any good. We all need to have access to all the information so we can look it over and contemplate it between all
well,
of us.
Well, Eric, that's how do you link this to Ford and Saddam and everything
okay,
else?
Okay, well, I'm wondering now we have had this election and now there's a Democratic Congress, and I'm worried and concerned that everything to do with 911 and everything to do with the war in Iraq is going to end up being pardoned in much the same way.
You don't think they'll go after the people? They'll be happy just to get in and sort of try to move forward rather than go back and well, Nancy Pelosi says differently, but says that they will investigate things, and I don't know about 9/11 for sure. We'll see. They have their opportunity. 303-713-7600. William in Boulder.
How are you doing? Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to talk to you. I've never talked to you before. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Angela. She is definitely the lady of the day.
That's a great story.
I came down. I got up around 7. I turned on you guys. Yeah. Picked some breakfast, and she was the first caller I heard. And then not an hour and 20 minutes later, she's sitting on the plane getting ready to head out, man.
Just to catch everybody up, this woman called around a little bit before 7 saying she was off to the airport. I said, you're foolish. Her flight's at 4. I'm like, this is just a nice pocket. She goes, I'll show you. I'll get on an earlier flight. We talked to Todd Shepard out at the airport. He goes, whatever you do, don't think you're going to get an earlier flight. And then just about a half hour ago, Angela's, you can hear the ding-dong of the plane, getting ready to take off. As she's on a half-filled plane, by the way. So congrats to Angela. We should all be as brave and as lucky as Angela.
That was my that was my feeling for her. Okay, basically, yes. I call on a different subject. I call about I'm calling about the death penalty.
Okay.
Okay, I talked to Turk, and I mentioned how my father's brother was murdered in 1947, and the murder was never caught. But that's not what I want to talk to you about right this second.
Okay.
I'd like to tell you just a quick story about a fellow named Larry Singleton.
Okay.
When I was living in California back in the, must have been about 79 or 1980, somewhere around then, he kidnapped a young girl of 14,
mm-hmm.
and he raped her,
yeah.
went to the mountains, he chopped both her arms off at the elbow, threw her in a ditch, mm-hmm. and she somehow was able to get up to a farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Not maybe a few hundred yards away, and she was able to be saved. Now, he was caught. He was convicted. He got 15 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 years, he was paroled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nobody wanted him anywhere near their town, so for a while he was living at the prison in a cottage where he was able to come and go as he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at some point in time, a religious community down in Florida said, hey, we accept all people as, all people can be saved, something like that. So he went down there and joined their church, and within a year he had kidnapped one of the, I believe she was a 36-year-old wife of one of the parishioners, and this time he was finally able to murder her.
Mm-hmm.
And now I believe I heard he was on death row in Florida, and this was maybe 8 or 10 years ago when this came out, too.
Yeah.
So, and because of that reason, I am strongly in support of the death penalty.
Yeah.
I believe in the death penalty for the first violent offense. Like, he should have been put to death after what he did to that little girl.
All right. And listen, I'm not trying to defend the guy whatsoever. And this is why I've been conflicted with this thing for a long time in my life. And, hey, I got two precious little kids and a wife and a family, and I can't even imagine what would happen if somebody was murdered them. I'd certainly want to see them dead, for sure. But you just can't escape the fact that, what would you say then, William, to somebody who has been unfairly put in? They didn't have enough money, they didn't have the right defense, they couldn't get the right witnesses, this, that, the other thing. And, I mean, for as despicable as that man is, and as despicable as most people who are on death row probably are, what about the handful of people that are innocent?
I agree.
How do you come to terms with that?
No, I do agree with you. There are many people that are put into prison, usually minorities and stuff like that, for crimes they didn't commit. Just because the prosecutor, whatever, wanted to get somebody and he was able to, whatever. I understand how a lot of innocent people get I don't know. That, I mean, you that's, can't, a, that's a hard, that's
I know,
a hard one.
And,
I
you
agree.
Know what? I've gone back and forth on it, and ultimately, this John Grisham book isn't—it's not made up. It's he follows a story. You check it out if you can. 303-713-7600. That's my annoying phone. I know it's a tough thing to get around. I don't know if the execution of Saddam Hussein will do any good. It's not our laws. It's their laws. Hey, Mick in Denver, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What's happening, Mick?
How you doing? Good morning.
Good.
Yeah. Listen. I just. Yeah, kudos to Angela.
Yeah.
Not what I called up for, but that
sure.
That shows she's got a lot of gumption, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Out there. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to, you know, the downside of everything, and from personal experience also.
Hey, you know what, Mick? Why don't you hang on? Because I'm curious to get the story for sure, and we're up against it. We have news here at the top of the hour. So, Mick, you hang on. Open lines for you, 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin today on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online.
Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to NASCAR land. Brace yourself for the greatest thrill ride in sports.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
NASCAR returns to Fox with the Daytona 500 as racing's top drivers take you on the ride of your life. The Daytona 500, broadcast in HD. February 18th, only on Fox.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's deja vu in Denver. The ice scrapers are out along with the shovels. For the second time in a week, the Mile High City has been blasted by a major storm that could dump up to 2 feet of snow during the next 3 days. Here's CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiella.
Denver looks like a holiday postcard this morning. About 10 inches fell overnight in parts of the city, but downtown and the airport were largely spared. West of here in the foothills, snow falling at a rate of 4 inches an hour at times, 2 feet plus there already, and more snow and now wind are on the way.
Airlines are hoping to avoid a repeat of last week's pre-Christmas nightmare, but Greyhound's Anna Falmsby says the buses won't be rolling.
Right now, we have canceled all schedules coming in and going out of Denver. The forecast now looks like that we could be seeing delays or cancellations for a while.
And on top of the snow, there is another problem. Some gas stations are running low on fuel. Steve Douglas is with Suncor, which owns Phillips 66 stations in Colorado.
It wasn't even the weather the last 2 days. It was just a matter of we couldn't move trucks to the stations quickly enough to keep every station in gasoline.
It's not clear when Saddam Hussein will be executed, though sources indicated will likely be in the next few days. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston in Baghdad says when Saddam meets the hangman, it will be videotaped and witnessed by a mixed group.
There will be Shia and Sunnis present, a way of showing that there is a unity of purpose and that there is a common agreement that Saddam received a fair trial and that he should pay for what he did to the Iraqi people with his life.
Arctic specialists say it's disturbing. A 41-square-mile ice shelf has broken free of an island about 500 miles from the North Pole. Climatologist David Phillips says it's a kind of wake-up call to pay more attention to the effects of global warming.
Sort of like a tremor, not an earthquake, climate change. And we need sometimes these kind of dramatic examples to show that it is happening all around us.
The ice shelf, one of the major ones in the Canadian Arctic, is more than 3,000 years old. New research warns that too many American kids are already overweight by the time they start school, with Hispanic children most at risk. University of Wisconsin's Rachel Kimbrough says one predictor may be the length of time Hispanic kids bottle feed.
14% of the Hispanic children in our study were still taking a bottle to bed at age 3. And so that is excess calories that those children might be getting.
And Kimbrough says if children are overweight by the age of 3, they face a lifetime of weight-related health problems. Word of a deadly blaze this morning in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Fire officials say 5 people were killed when the fire swept through several row houses in Allentown. 8 people were injured. This is CBS News.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth?
Jerry?
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because...
Because I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy!
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and...
Sammy!
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
I'm Corey Lopez, the AM 768 local news update. 9 News meteorologist Nick Carter with an update you may not want to hear. The snow is not going to stop for a while. Winter storm warning extended until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning now. Snow may not stop until Sunday. The forecast today, more snow, maybe 8 inches in Denver on top of what we already have.
The foothills got it the worst with 2 feet of snow reported near Boulder, 28 inches of snow in Evergreen. Genesee, an official reading of 23 inches of snow. And again, this is going to happen off and on throughout the day.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter. Operations still running at DIA this morning. Lots of flights, though, have been canceled. 4 of the airport's 6 runways are open, and the roads to the airports are clear enough to get there safely. But United and Frontier, the largest carriers at the airport, have canceled over 500 flights since yesterday through the morning to ease the congestion from some of the weather delays. For the latest delays and closures, whether it be airport or otherwise, businesses, schools, and such, you can go to our website at am760.net. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, chain law is still in effect for semis through the metro area, so that gives you an idea of the conditions on freeways that remain through Denver. Laws remain also in effect for I-70 into the high country as well from Mount Vernon Canyon, Idaho Springs, Georgetown, the Eisenhower Tunnel, and the Vail Pass. Still no major highway issues here in the city. We are free of wrecks. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, periods of snow.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Hey, good morning. I'm Darren McKing. In for Jay Marvin today. Jay's having gastric bypass surgery, and we wish him the best. Open lines for you at 303-713-7600. Love to hear from you, especially if you're out in it. Yeah, we definitely seem to have a bit of a lull here, but now we're hearing an update that the winter storm watch goes on until 5 o'clock, at least tomorrow. It appears that the weather to the northeast is going to be worse. There's a blizzard warning all the way through Sunday for that part of the state. So we'll keep you updated. Right now, we've been shown firsthand that you can get on a flight at DIA earlier than thought. So there you go. So get out of here if you need me. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Talking about Saddam Hussein and the death penalty a little bit. And, you know what? I forgot your name again. I'm sorry. What's your name?
This is Mick.
And Mick, thank you so much for holding on. I appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem.
What would you like to share?
Well, this is what I'll tell people out there the way I see it. I used to be a huge proponent of the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, seeing a lot of these, showcase killings, as I like to call them, murders around the country and all, I got to the point where I really felt that society was in a way having a vicarious thrill in saying, let's kill these people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've killed somebody. They've done something terrible, which is very true. Very
right.
Valid, you know. And as human beings, we're imperfect, and our reaction is vengeance, revenge, you
right.
know, an eye for an eye. My history, I fought in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Marine, a ground pounder in Vietnam, and I saw plenty of death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, I was sickened to my core. There was nothing I could do about it, no one I could explain.
What were you sickened by?
By all of the death and destruction that, you know, I had to live with for 16 months in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, I did my share of killing. I'm not proud of it. It was necessary. It was, you know, what I was supposed to do, but I'm not proud in any way
right.
of having to do that. I had to kill the enemy or I would be killed.
Right.
And I was trained, and, that's what I had to do. No escaping it. But now I kind of feel that, you know, as society, we could be a little closer to being civilized. If we were to take these people and throw them in a hole, we don't have to be nice to them, you know. we just throw them in a hole and say, you will be here. This is death row for you because you will be here until we cart your corpus away to, you know, to bury it out in a potter's field, you know, no marker or anything else. It'll just be a statistic and all. And let you think every day of your life, you know, your natural life in this hole, what you've done.
Yep.
Maybe somehow
yep.
you will find, you know, you'll be able to ask forgiveness, you know, of God and of yourself for what you've done. And that, to me, I think, is a greater punishment
yep.
than putting a needle in somebody's arm and turning their lights off in a few minutes.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. It's taken me a long time to actually come to that, to be honest with you. I've gone quite back and forth on it because, yeah. What if somebody says to me, "What if they killed your one of my sons?" Well, of course I'd want him dead. I would.
Yeah.
But it's just you just can't. you just can't go on that basis.
You know, Darren. Listen, a lot of us. You have children. I have children, and. And all, and that is the first instinct that we have as beings,
mm-hmm.
you know, that someone does something like that to your
revenge.
Son or your daughter, or whatever,
yeah.
you know, you want to do that. But in all due honesty, I tell people, heck, it would be, it'd be a great society if you were to take the perpetrator of a crime like that on one of your loved ones, on a friend or a family or whatever, and say, I'd like to say, lock me in a janitor's closet with the guy, give me 5 minutes and I will save the taxpayers, the state, planned all the money, all of that money from being in death row for years and years and all the appeals, all the court. I'll save you all that money.
What do you think the hanging of Saddam is going to do, if anything?
It's going to be 15 minutes of terrible fame for Saddam going out and for the people that are sitting there for the illegitimate government over there and everything else, and that's all it's going to do. It'll be, you know, it'll be yesterday's papers blowing in the wind soon enough, and everybody will forget about it. You know, we have a very short memory. In a couple of weeks, that'll all be forgotten about. It won't do a damn thing, really. And, you know, I got to tell you one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they videotape somebody being beheaded, some kid who went to Iraq wanting to seek his fortune and thinking he was doing maybe something right for the people, you know, 3 years ago, whatever it was, that they caught that one kid that was a contractor out there and
yep.
they beheaded him
yep.
and all that. That is the reason why if we rise above that and not allow that to become part of our national psyche, that we will beat those people into the ground, into submission, and the good ones that, you know, will say, look, we've seen the light, you're right, you know, we have to start looking at life through a different set of glasses and build and not destroy, you know, create, and, you know, and not, you know, take everything and eliminate everything that we've done up to this point in time, you know, and progress as human beings. That's why we would do it, if we rise above that and not allow that to become part of our national psyche like they do.
All right. You know? Well, thank you, Mick. I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. 9 o'clock hour here, and it's Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin. Anything you want to talk about is fine. We have open phones. Saddam Hussein could be hung at any moment. I say if you're going to have the death penalty, period, you might as well show it. Not on a pay-per-view thing. Just free. You've got to be able to, you know, take it if you have it. Yeah? Okay, let's see it. I don't know. People might love it, though, now. Who knows? We go to Evan in Longmont. Evan, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Well, you too, Evan.
One of the things I wanted to bring up was a guy by the name of Barry Scheck in the, I believe it's called the Innocence Project.
Barry Scheck plays a prominent role in John Grisham's book, and he was the one, you know, I forget the specific, it was just like in Cold Blood. It was out in the Midwest, and Barry Scheck and the Innocence Project, is that what it is?
I believe Innocence or Freedom Project.
Something like that. Two. And the DNA stuff they've done. Now, of course, a lot of people remember Barry Scheck from O.J.
Yep.
But he's actually, you know, I don't know about his work with O.J., but his work around the country in so many other cases is so admirable because there's so many people who have been on death row that
right.
they've been able to find have been innocent through DNA.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up is, like, for the common man, there are severe and serious consequences, but it seems that once you get so high up in either financial or political affluence that there are virtually no consequences for you whatsoever.
You know, the amount
call,
of...
I got a call coming in, but I'll
all right,
go
brother.
No, hang on. But one of the things I wanted to mention was
yeah.
A lot of these cases are solved and found out that it's prosecutorial misconduct.
Oh, there's all sorts of messed up issues with so many of these cases with people that don't have enough money. You know, a lot of times you just hear about the high-profile cases, of course. Saddam is saying they're going to hang him. Okay, well, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I just don't think it solves anything necessarily. Am I glad he's going to be dead? I guess. The Sunnis will use him as a martyr, I guess. But they don't need any more reason to hate the Shiites, and vice versa. And there we're stuck in Iraq, just in the middle of it. With a surge! A surge is on the way, apparently, I guess. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
This is about honoring President Ford. During this week, and I have not checked the facts on this, but I do remember being aware of the of something that I heard in my past, and I was reminded of it this week, is that Gerald Ford, when he was in Congress,
mm-hmm.
voted against every single piece of civil rights legislation that was presented.
Well, I guess I'm not surprised.
Wants...
I never thought of Gerald Ford as some sort of big hero. You know what I mean?
Well, neither did I.
I mean, I'm only 38, and
you know, I don't know about all the stumbling business and all of that. But
yeah,
if this proves true, then he's beneath my contempt.
There you go. I don't know about his voting history, but he was in Congress forever. And, you know, generally when, you know, the presidents die, you don't really rag on them. You just sort of look at the good things, I suppose. Gerald Ford goes out in an interesting way by taking his bony fingers and putting them around President Bush's throat about what happened in Iraq. Words from the grave from an ex-president. That's creepy, huh? 303-713-7600, open phones here in this hour. Keeping you updated if you want to give us an update as...
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
57-5031 creates the success you deserve. 1-800-757-5031.
Varian Associates in Lakewood reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Varian Associates at 7112 West Jefferson Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in engineering services, visit Varian Associates in Lakewood or call 303-763-2323 for expert service.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Darren McKee, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Going under the knife, gastric bypass surgery. Good luck to you, Jay. Hope everything's okay. And Turk, we'll get an update on Jay hopefully next week, right? At some point, I'm going to guess. Okay. I'll be on here next Tuesday, so maybe we'll have an update from him then. I don't know what that whole process is like, the gastric bypass stuff. I mean, I've seen it do, you know, miraculous things. I said, you know, I'll never forget, you know, Al Roker. I saw Al Roker got it, and then he got kind of big again. And
he looks great, though, doesn't he? I think he looks pretty good. We have a gal that had it done here in the building that works in traffic.
Yeah.
And she looks absolutely phenomenal now. Yeah, she's so much happier than she was before.
Sure, sure.
I think this is a real good thing for Jake.
Carney Wilson. Is it Carney? She was the plump one in the Wilson Phillips, right? The big girl. And then she got that. And then she was in Playboy. So I hear. And
how would you know?
That's what I heard. And then I don't know. You know, the weird things go weird in your head, like when in time. It seemed like, she's in Playboy. Now, I'm seeing her on Celebrity Fit Club on VH1. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Happy to talk to you about whatever you'd like to get into. Kevin in Boulder. Hey, Kevin, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
I'm hearing that Boulder got more snow. I heard the foothills got absolutely buried, and you can look out to the west and sort of see that. But in terms of the relative metro area, I heard Boulder got hammered. Is that right? You get more than most? What are you looking out your window?
Well, I got about a foot where I'm at, but okay. I'm not quite as close to the foothills as other people are, so they probably got more closer you got to the foothills.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because of our location here at the tech center, but really not that bad down here.
Yeah, it kind of slams up against the hills here and just dumps.
All right. Well, good enough. Are you working? Are you at home? Are you driving? What are you doing here today?
I'm at home today. I'm going to go out and shovel some snow later on.
Well, right on. Well, I'm glad you called. What do you have to say?
Well, a couple of things. The first thing is the way that people are treated when their a crime first happened. I think they get sensationalized so much that I don't believe that. These people should be given that kind of media coverage or whatever, like the whole Columbine thing made those two kids kind of cult figures, and people have been copying them ever since.
Well, I mean, you know, there's bad people out there.
So,
Kevin.
You know, I think the name should come out when they go to court or whatever, but it's the way it is now, it's so sensationalized that I think it feeds into the whole thing of these losers think, oh, well, the only way I'm ever going to get famous is if I kill somebody or something like that. You know?
Well, we have a very violent society. We have a reaction to things that includes shooting and killing people that I don't think has existed before, and I think there's a lot of reasons for it. But I don't think we help by having a government that does what it does in Iraq. I don't think we help by having the death penalty. I think that our society could look at itself in the mirror quite often and wonder, well, if we change the way we do things, could we reduce the violent tendencies of so many? Maybe. You know, it trickles on down, I think. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Preston in Denver. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren. I can't give you a update on the driving conditions, but I can tell you about the walking conditions here in Capitol Hill.
Did you get out? You were walking downtown, huh?
I walked around the neighborhood here.
Why, Preston? Why?
Well, actually, I wanted to go buy Wild Oats, the grocery store.
Yeah.
I wanted to get some food and snacks and a candle and stuff, and they were open, and it was a beautiful walk, actually.
It's not. I think this weather is absolutely gorgeous. Of course, I wouldn't want to be stuck on the side of a road in a snowbank.
Exactly.
But, I mean, to me, you know, I love the winter. I love skiing. I love everything about it. So, to me, it doesn't get much nicer. I don't want anybody to be inconvenienced. Although, I think if you slept at the airport last night, you're kind of a dope. Go get a hotel room.
Yeah,
but,
it depends on your circumstance, really. And I must say, I'm also really enjoying these snow days.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, you gotta have fun with it the best you can. I'm looking at the traffic. There's nothing going on here today. Most people have either the day off or they're blowing it off. And we still could see worse parts of the storm. But you know what? All in all, I bet it's a beautiful day to walk around downtown.
Yeah, days off of work and school are fun.
No doubt.
But real quickly,
yeah.
I want to thank Maria for saying something critical about President Ford, who I think I'm sure was a perfectly decent human being in much of his life.
Preston,
you know?
How old are you?
I'm 39.
Yeah, I'm about the same age. I'm 38. I'll be 38 in a couple months. I don't have a lot of memories about Ford, except for the fact my father will never forgive him for pardoning Nixon. So other than that, I didn't really know much about the guy.
Well, there's one other, I think, really big event, another relationship he had, not with Nixon, but with a guy named General Suharto.
Okay.
He was the dictator of Indonesia. And on December 6, 1975, Ford was at some fancy dinner with Suharto, clinking champagne glasses. The next day, Ford left with Kissinger, went to Hawaii for the Pearl Harbor commemoration. Meanwhile, General Suharto invaded East Timor, and that invasion led to the deaths of like 250,000 people. So that's kind of been sent down the memory hole, and I think it's worth remembering. And if people, you know, just Google President Ford and General Suharto, you'll get countless articles.
Well, what do you think about his comments that he's making from the grave now about President Bush?
I'm glad he's doing that. You know, and that's what I mean. In some ways, I think he's probably a decent guy, and I'm glad he's speaking out against that that horrible situation we've got going on. And one other thing is on the death penalty issue, I've never seen killing other people as a form of justice or revenge or something that might, I don't know, reconcile horrible tragedies. And my family and I, when we talk about this, we decided that we'd like to see the person sentenced to, like, hard labor, not breaking rocks or something useless, but something like having to plant trees or get garbage out of streams and something constructive.
Well, we're not going to let a mass murderer or something collect garbage out of streams. That might be wishful thinking there, Preston. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Hey, you chopped up a family of four. I think there's a Doritos bag in the Clear Creek. Why don't you, can you get it? Grab that? Oh, you're running away. 303-713-7600 is our number. Ali in Denver, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Ali.
Ali, yes, this is Ali. How are you?
Good.
I got a couple comments, one domestic, one international. On the domestic issue, are we still going to complain about the shortage of water in the state?
Okay. There's a shortage of water in the state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drought situation, you know.
Drought? Well, I'm looking at about 19 feet of snow, but all right.
Hopefully they're not going to complain anymore for the next 5 years, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully this is, you know, we haven't heard a lot of good drought talk in a while, but hopefully this sort of does that in. I love drought talk. It was a lot of fun. What about Saddam there, Ali?
Okay, I think we should they should put him to death because I'm a Muslim.
Yeah.
And in Islamic, in our holy book says, eye for eye. If you kill somebody, you deserve. If they prove that you did it on purpose, you deserve to be died. You deserve to be killed.
That's great.
So I think this is something that it needs to be done. It needs to be done.
Ali, what kind of Muslim are you? What are you? A Shiite? Are you a Sunni? Are you a Kurd?
I'm Sunni.
You're Sunni. Well, you're the same as Saddam then. But you agree that he should go.
Yeah, he should go.
Do you think this will help things, or do you think Sunnis will rally behind this and just treat him as a martyr? And not that they need any more reasons to hate Shiites, I suppose, but...
No, I don't think so.
Eye for an eye, right, Ali?
Yeah.
Eye for an eye. There you go. Well, I... There you go. I guess that's the thinking. Eye for an eye, Turk. Yeah, great. 303-713-7600, traffic, you know, hey, listen, I'm not an expert, but when I'm watching Channel 9 here a little bit, I'm looking out the window. Gina, not so bad. Doesn't look so bad. Are there any accidents out there?
Yeah, we do. We have one southbound 225 north of Colfax. Other than that, I agree. This hasn't been at all like the storm that we had last week. We are starting to see some asphalt as folks get out and use those freeways. A bit more traffic on the roads. It's moving a little bit faster. And you still want to be vigilant of slick spots, especially on transition ramps. We've had a lot of problems since last week's storm. And keep in mind that we do have a lot of closures around the state. Thankfully, none of those are in the metro area. I-70 is the big one, of course. It's shut down between Air Park and Kansas. And as we get the second wave of this storm throughout today and tonight, of course, travel still being discouraged. Weather today, winter storm warning, periods of snow with 4 to 8 inches expected of snow additional today, high of 25. Tonight,
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
One and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make a difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-757-5031. 800-757-5031. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-757-5031.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Live version. Now, come on now. Aria Speedway. Look outside. Look out the window right now. What are you seeing? What are you doing? This is what you're doing.
God, I love it. They did this as an encore at Corey's amphitheater. All right, turn it up a little bit. Let's go on.
Up. What are you doing?
And I'm not missing a thing. Watching the phone number fall in the rain. Riding on the starlight.
We're just sitting here together, and we're
riding on the starlight.
We're AM 760 Progressive.
Riding on the starlight.
We're doing it, folks, together.
Riding on the starlight.
Getting fired up, man.
I tell you what, for a cheese band, there were 10,000 people this summer loving REO Speedwagon.
Was that this summer?
That was this summer.
Journey and Styx at Coors Amphitheater. It was either last year or the summer before.
It had to be the summer before. Styx was with REO.
Yeah, and Journey was there too, and it wasn't the same lead singer, but.
No. But the guy's unbelievable, though. He sounds just like Steve Perry. Ah, there was another band.
What a nostalgic show. Journey, REO, and Styx.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. I don't care. Make fun of me all you want. I don't care. Grew up in the 80s. Loved that crap.
The first CD I ever bought was Styx, the Mr. Roboto one. That was the first tape I ever had. Well, Pac-Man fever preceded that, but that was it.
I had Dark Side of the Moon. I don't know why. I don't know. Sit in the dark. The wall. My parents probably thought I was going to kill myself. The only thing that stopped me from being a bigger Pink Floyd fan is I left my record out in the sun and got warped. I had to put on my Men at Work record. What's a Vegemite sandwich? 303-713-7600. Getting through the storm. Let's talk to our buddy Jim up in Boulder. Understand that Boulder got hammered today, Jim. How much snow did you get?
Well, out where I am, about 8 inches.
That's not too bad.
Not all that bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
But I've been out getting my driveway plowed, so...
Good. Plowed? Yeah. You have a plow in your
actually,
truck?
Actually, no. I've got a four-wheel drive truck, and it makes track so I can get out with my cars later on.
I love that. My wife screams at me about that, Jim, because according to my wife, if you go over the snow, it packs it down, and then you can't shovel it out. I know I've got a different type of wife because she's addicted to shoveling. So yeah. Everybody should be so lucky, I guess. But you got to picture this, Jim. She's got bronchitis. She has for the past couple of days. And she was ticked off because we took a little vacation last week. We went up to Copper Mountain for a few days.
Yeah.
So we missed the storm. We weren't here, though. We left when it was sunny. We came back and it was sunny. And she was actually upset she missed it. So I'm not joking you, Jim. This is last night at about, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock, and I hear this. Outside the house, I'm like, what the? You know, I'm sitting there reading a book, and she's shoveling our driveway with, like, no snow on it this morning. I get up this morning, 3:30 in the morning, and she's got her groggy eyes, and she's coughing still. She goes, I shoveled the driveway for you. I go, I got a four-wheel drive. I'm just going to back over the crap. Don't even worry about it. But anyways, I'm sure that's not why you call, but that's what's going on. What's happening, Jim?
Well,
what's happening, Jim?
I'm 74.
Good for you.
And I've been active in the last few years in political process, and when I look at what happened in Iraq and I look what happened in Lebanon, I think our reaction to the problems they had was so incredibly over what it should have been. We'd helped Israel destroy infrastructure in Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
completely demolished the infrastructure in Iraq, and I wonder... How in the world do we get ourselves into these positions?
Well, we had a moron as president. That's how we started it. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say a moron.
No.
I'm wrong to say that somebody that went to Yale, Harvard Business School, and Phillips Andover Academy is a moron. We had somebody who was, as classically has been put, intellectually lazy, who when presented with information, asked no questions, has no background information, has no foreign policy experience whatsoever, and has been controlled by... Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and the rest of them, and that's how it happens. And I can't wait, Jim, to see what the Crawford summit is going to bring forth. I don't know if you caught that yesterday, but they showed up without ties on, but suit jackets. So I don't know what statement you're making. We're sort of working.
The thing that bothers me is a little over 50% of the people voted for this man. And if you come closer to home in Colorado, until about 2 years ago, we were bleeding our government. I mean, we were bleeding all our institutions. We were mm-hmm. the lowest on almost every indicator of a reasonable state because our very conservative legislature refused to fund the institutions we have. But where I'm going with this is that I'm wondering, isn't there a better way for us to get people into office so that they don't get hooked in for life? We've tried it with term limits in Colorado, but we still have trouble with incumbents. And I'm part of a group that's trying to bring publicly financed elections to Colorado.
Well, I think that's great. I certainly would support that. We do have term limits for most of our positions around here, aside from, you know,
but we still
federal
have
positions, Congress and Senate.
But we have make it nearly impossible for people to run against incumbents.
Well,
and that takes money. And incidentally, we're having a major meeting on January 7th to try to get this effort going in Colorado. And if anybody's interested, the webpage is www.cleancampaignscolorado.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you luck with that, Jim. Good luck. Nancy Pelosi says in the first, you know, when they first get going, reform is going to be a big part of it, cleaning things up. Lobbyists and getting things straightened out, and we wish her the best on that, that's for sure. That is for sure. 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin. It is AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll break here. Did you hear about Mike Tyson? No? Mike Tyson and Cindy Sheehan have something in common.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Parking available at just $5 a day. Park at the Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot just off Pena Boulevard in the 75th exit. For information, call 303-DIA-PARK.
So someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's Progressive Talk? It's what I want it to be.
Ed Schultz.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
The Ed Schultz Show.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats. Instead of running under your little tent,
but you're not liberal enough.
Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just being emotional.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 9:46. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. A few more minutes here till I think we get to the Al Franken show, and or the best of the Al Franken, or whoever's the best of. So Al's on, talking about something from 2 weeks ago. Well, that's terrific. All right, Lee Frank joins me in studio. Lee, we've been having reports from you all day long. You know, now you can see where I'm looking at conditions.
your perspective on the world from sitting four floors up, looking down on traffic, and you can see that the roads look like they're passable.
Don't they?
If you do need to get out today, you can get around if you can get out of your neighborhood.
Right.
So that's the toughest thing, the snowdrift that might be on your driveway and that low spot as you're coming through a cul-de-sac or the bottom of a gully in the neighborhood. Once you get out to the main streets, right now driving's pretty good. Now, we need to remind people that we have more waves of this storm coming in, don't get fooled by thinking that, oh, it's all gone. There's going to be more snow in the next couple of hours and this afternoon into the weekend. Driving around today, I've basically been from southeast Denver all the way up to the northwest side. I was up in the Highlands area.
Mm-hmm.
I've been over around Sheridan and Colfax. And what I'm seeing mostly is well-plowed major thoroughfares. Some side streets, Denver's managed to get their little snowplows through there.
Right.
But there's still a lot of places where if you're not driving a 4x4 or have four snow tires and front-wheel drive, you're going to get stuck. So if you are going out today, the usual advice, take a shovel with you.
Yeah.
Hope you don't need to use it. Tow rope comes in kind of handy, even if you don't pull somebody else out.
Did you help anybody today?
No, I didn't make any extra money driving around 4x4 today. I pulled out one of our news people last week.
And you charged them?
No.
Well,
no.
I wouldn't blame you if you did.
Ron Aries, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, you just need to be prepared for this kind of weather, and most Coloradans are. But you'll also find that there's area, like I was on Colorado Boulevard driving around the Belcaro area, and came up on a stoplight, and I was moving along 25, 30 miles an hour, and it seemed like it was pretty easy going through the slush, and suddenly, whoa, I slid about four car lengths.
That'll get your attention, won't it?
Yeah, it's kind of fun because you kind of realize what those ABS brakes do. It throbs at about the same pace as your heart is going.
Yeah, my wife said, we have to fix the brakes. And I go, no, that's what the brakes do. That's they're working.
Yeah, for those of us who grew up with the old brakes that you used to have to pump, this is doing it automatically for it, and it's doing the left front and the right rear and the right front and the left rear at the same time, that diagonal sort of thing.
But I don't want to rag on my wife because she loves shoveling, and she's been
and I think it was pretty nice what you said you got her for Christmas, a bright, shiny object, a new snow shovel.
Well, I was lucky to actually find one that was still for sale because most of them aren't. How is the new – there's a different plan from what I've been told, what the mayor said, about getting to the side roads at the same time as the major roads. I guess that's a bit – I think we're spoiled here a little bit, Lee, because – usually we have the storm, and then, what, 2-3 days later, right?
It's gone.
It's 50 degrees and sunshine, and it's
gone. Hard to explain to people who aren't from Colorado that, really, we don't get that much snow that often.
Right.
It's kind of like in January when we say we're not a cow town, and then the National Western comes in, and it's like, okay, so maybe we are kind of a cow town. But when we get a snowstorm like this, the city's prepared to plow the major routes and to get traffic moving where it needs to go around the hospitals and on your Colfaxes and Colorado Boulevards and Federal and Hamden and all the major routes. But to do all the side streets, they really don't have that much gear. And if you live in one of the neighborhoods where you've got parking on both sides of the street and really only one lane coming down the middle, you can't get the big trucks through there. So now they're using pickup trucks with the smaller blades and trying to at least get through the neighborhood. What they found out last week was because the snow stuck around so long, we ended up with those big ice ruts. And it didn't go away. It got worse. And once it turns to ice, it's awfully hard to get it out of the way. So they're trying to get the smaller snow plows into the neighborhoods and clean it up as quickly as possible before it gets real bad. But as I drove around Denver today, it was spotty. Some areas they got, others they didn't. And I tried to see, is there any kind of pattern? Are they doing the nicer areas as opposed to the lower income? I don't see any pattern of that sort. It looks like they're just doing the best they can as quickly as they can. And, you know, the guys are out picking up the trash today in Denver, too. And I watched one of those big white trash trucks trying to go down an alley, and it got stuck. Luckily, they had a shovel, probably a snow shovel that somebody threw out last fall. And they were digging their way out, trying to get that trash truck moving. Those guys probably are saying, you know, that idea of the mayors of putting a snowplow on the trash truck might not be a bad idea for getting through the alley.
What's the rest of your schedule like? Are you back on the roads here today, or are you calling it a day?
Well, I'm a correspondent for CBS Radio News, and so I'll be reporting on this story for the network. And
make sure when you do that for the network, make sure you ratchet it up a few notches. Because that's what I'm going to CNN.com and I'm seeing 28 inches of snow in Denver. That's their headline. Well, I mean, we might have that sort of in the foothills or but certainly to say there's 2.5 feet in Denver is not the right story.
No, I think the accurate thing to say right now is that Denver has about 8 inches, a little more than that in the foothills, and in some of the mountain areas there now measures 2 feet of snow. But my plans for the rest of the day, I'm thinking of shoveling my driveway, and maybe once again I'll try and see if I can get that snowblower working.
Well, thanks for coming in, Lee. We appreciate your help all day today. It's Lee Franks, our intrepid reporter, who's been in Colorado a long time, been around the block. It's no rookie in this type of stuff, and we're happy to... He's got nice snow pants, too, by the way. That's great, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I got nothing. I got ski gear. I did take, you know what, I took a hat to work. Do I even have it? I got a hat. Trick, let me show you my hat. I got a hat and some gloves. I got to show you this. I know this is radio and all, and you can't really see my hat, but I thought this could protect
me. I'll try to explain it for the listening audience.
I had a massive, 100-foot walk from the... I don't know what we pay our shovel people around here, but they do it. It's clean. Hold on. My headphones off. I got my hat, my ski hat. I've had this since, like, 1985.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It looks like you've had that one for a while. You've had that one for a while, Darren.
It's what I wear skiing. I can tie it up. I know it looks, all right.
Kind of Elmer Fuddish.
And gay. Can I say that? Is that politically incorrect? I don't mean in a, well, who knows. Yeah, it's not a cool-looking hat. I've used it since 1985. It keeps my head warm. I look like a goober, I understand. But
it looks like something you'd see on a skier from Texas.
Oh, now that hurts, John Turk. That cuts to the core.
I know it hurts, because I know you're a skier.
You had to give me the... No. The guy from Texas, here's what the guy from Texas is wearing, okay? He's wearing a starter jacket, jeans, his top buckle of his boot is unbuckled, and he might have, like, a baseball cap on if he has anything. He has gloves, like, that you would chop wood with, sort of brown sort of gloves. And he has skis as skinny as you used to be back in the seventh grade.
And usually the colors are, like, neon pink or green, right?
You're telling me I look like a Texas skier. Cut me quick there, John Turk. Oh, let me just tell you this quick personal, if we're talking skiing just a little bit. I was up in Copper, and it was cold, but they have great, terrific snow. And my four-year-old son, my six-and-a-half-year-old, Connor, boy, he's terrific. He can go from the top to the bottom. We can take him right up the rendezvous lift, right to the top of Copper. What Copper does great is they have beginner runs right at the top of the mountain. So you go all the way up there and come down. It's just really terrific. My four-year-old, something clicked. 4 years old. Four. And I couldn't believe it. Just something clicked in. On the last run of the day with his mother, not me, took a fall. Busted up his knee. We've spent the past 3 days going to orthopedic specialists to see if he tore his ACL or something.
Pushing your son a little too hard again, huh?
I know. And all I can say is I hope he feels better for his skating lesson that starts on January 8th. I hope that he's... By the way, my oldest son, speaking of the storm and what you can do and what you can't do, hockey tournament in Westminster tomorrow. What do you think the odds of that going off? I think they dropped the puck at, 9:15, somewhere up in Westminster. I live in Centennial. What do you think?
If I were you, I'd go up to Westminster and get a hotel.
You know what? My wife said that to me yesterday. And I said, we don't need... Maybe that is a good idea. Get a hotel up there in Westminster.
Put on the CC account.
Oh, yeah. I was just happy that the door code worked today when I came in. Never mind that. No, this hat is...
I think you got to play hockey in this kind of weather.
Dying in this. Hold on, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
You got to play hockey in this kind of weather.
Oh, it's great. Copper, by the way, I don't work for Copper or anything, but they have an outdoor ice skating pond. A pond. Took me back to the days of yore, skating on a pond. When was the last time you skated? They have. I don't know if you've ever done this up in Evergreen. By the way, this is talk you will not get on the Al Franken show. But up in Evergreen, have you ever skated on the lake?
I've never ice skated.
What? Huh?
I've never ice skated.
What are you
Maybe I
about?
Did once when I was a little kid and I fell all over the place and didn't like it, but no.
Are you kidding me?
No, huh?
My goodness. I don't even know what to say about that.
Sorry. I know. I feel like I'm on an island by myself. I think everybody's tried ice skating.
How can you... Yeah.
So, no, I've never been to the Evergreen. I know what you're talking about,
well,
but I've never
it.
Been up
and
there.
Don't bother. Never ice skated. What kind of parents did you have? Where'd you grow up?
Dude, dig this. My dad has never camped in his entire life. Never been camping. So that's the kind of house I grew up in, if you know what I mean.
What'd you guys do for fun at the Turk household?
I don't know. I mean, we went on plenty of vacations and this and that, but...
Okay.
But I don't know. Right. My dad isn't much of an outdoorsman type.
I guess not. You weren't abused or anything, were you?
No, okay. Never abused.
All right, let's wrap things up a little bit with Mike Tyson. What if, you know what, Turk, I'm having a hard time getting the story, and I know you know it. What was he arrested with?
He was arrested for possession, DUI and possession of cocaine in Arizona, leaving a nightclub.
Wow. You go to jail for that, don't you?
He was arrested and thrown in jail, and I'm sure he posted bail. I didn't catch the rest of the story, but, you know, it's, how many times has he been arrested?
Did 3 years for rape. Well, that's a fun story.
Wouldn't that be breaking probation?
I don't think you're still... Well, I don't know how long your probation is for rape. Got me. All right, listen, folks, hang in there. I'll be back on Tuesday. We wish the best for Jay Marvin. He'll be back when he gets back from his gastric bypass surgery. Turk, man, it's fun. Have a great day. You're listening to AM 76.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
Spend the holidays with your Colorado men's and women's basketball teams this Saturday, December 30th at the Coors Event Center. The men will take on TCU at 1 p.m., followed by the women's game against Houston at 7. In addition, fans of all ages will have a chance to win prizes throughout both games, including the grand prize of an Xbox 360 Pro at the men's contest and a Sony PSP at the women's game. For more details, visit CUBus.com.
Amber Homes has been building quality...